following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mike Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Elric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, what's poppin'? We're in the DealsWithD.com studios for the Tuesday show. And this book is brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Enjoy the warm sunshine. Check out Mesa's $7.99 summer lunch specials being served daily. Plus bottomless chips and salsa to go with your fresh squeezed margaritas and 150 tequilas, the most in the state. And I got to tell you, that side of the street in Royal Oak is busy.
Yeah.
Happy hour and dinner and even lunch some days.
Wouldn't it be great if some of that would appear right here now?
Yes. That would be nice, too.
Passive-aggressive.
Fresh squeezed burger. Hey, it worked. It worked with Marcus.
That's right. It did.
I hope Marcus isn't more opportunistic than the people that I work with, but I think we'll find out that he may be. But we'll see. I don't really want a margarita right now anyway. I don't know why. Alcohol just doesn't agree with me that much.
Kind of burns you out a little bit.
Yeah, at this time of the day, going out at about 6 o'clock, it's like...
Yeah, then you're in bed by 9.
But I do remember a day when I could pull that off.
I've never heard of someone's... judging the agreement level of alcohol doesn't agree with you.
No, honestly, alcohol is like the only drug I know of that doesn't agree with me.
But it does what it's supposed to do.
It does.
Yeah. It's not alcohol's fault.
If I drink, I don't blame
it. It's a user error.
I agree. It's a user error.
Yeah.
That's a valid point.
Jägermeister, though, still.
Yeah, I still like Jägermeister. But it just gives me a little bang.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Which in a couple hours can be less than great.
The trouble with alcohol is you can't keep doing it and doing it and doing it to keep the buzz going.
I would say crack is the ideal drug because you can just keep doing it 5 minutes, every 5 minutes for days and days and days. I've heard of some incredible crack benders. Oh, my God. Read enough of these rock and roll books. So let's see. Where to start today? Well, it's Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah.
Woo. So tell people how they can help us make money by using the Amazon portal.
I think that's all you have to do is click on the portal on the bottom right of the website, DrewAndMikeShow.com or DrewAndMikePodcast.com. There's also a list of your favorite things, books and stuff we've talked about. Or Twitter. I tweeted out the link, too. So spend all your money and help us out.
Sweet.
Please.
I haven't looked at Prime.
Many people have been stealing my money.
No, it's not stealing. No, no, no. You don't get an extra charge. We just get a kickback.
Has there been anything good on Prime so far?
I don't know.
Anybody know? No one knows.
But I know that one of the guys that delivers listens to my show, and he was like, it's been crazy busy. So.
Oh,
it was busy yesterday prior to.
I'm switching to Frozen Me. I look disgusting. Yeah, my camera's frozen again, and my mouth is agape, and my 8 chins are in gold, just huge.
Aww, why do we do this video thing? I just feel like people are obsessed with my arms now. And what good does
that's
it ever
manly,
do?
That's manly, though. That's totally manly. What's wrong with that?
Stop switching to me.
I don't like people talking about it. Yeah, please stay on, Mark.
No!
Let him know how it feels.
But I'm frozen. I can't do anything about it. Go back to Brandon so you can see his product placement.
What are you going
to
do when you're unfrozen that makes it so much better?
Not be leaning back with my mouth
some
open.
Some hot face that you're planning on
yeah,
holding in reserve?
My fat steel face.
Let's see your hot face. I want to see your hot face.
Well, it's frozen. The camera's frozen. I can't do it.
You have to sort of tilt your chin down and sort of look through the
top. No, I'm not. I have to turtle it out so I have less chins.
I wanted to ask.
Oh. I like turtles.
Super hot.
Stop switching to me, Zoobs. Oh, it's the
worst. Oh, my
worst.
God. You are frozen.
And it's the worst frozen moment, too.
I'll say it right to the camera.
Stop it.
I wanted to ask you guys, because we didn't get into it yesterday, and Trudy's here today. So, Trudy, I'll ask you first. Your response to the new 007, Lashana Lynch.
Oh, she's not hot enough.
Thank you.
Not
first thing I said.
Hot.
She looked a little dumpy, too.
Kind of.
But I don't really know. I mean, she might be a superstar athlete, physical, you know.
But the thing about Bond is that Bond is hot.
You're supposed to be hot. Yeah. Absolutely.
Was Roger Moore hot? Roger Moore had bigger boobs than some of the Bond girls.
Chicks, time, yeah.
Pretty chicks liked Roger Moore.
Sean Connery. Now that I look back at him, he wasn't really cut at all.
Timothy Dalton.
But for his day.
Timothy Dalton was dashing.
He was
dashing.
Who are we forgetting about? What's the other guy?
Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Any guy can admit he's hot.
There was somebody between Dalton and Craig, though.
Pierce Brosnan.
He's good.
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah.
I don't know if he's dashing.
He's weird because he can do a lot. He's a very rangy actor.
Wasn't he Remington Steele?
Yes, he was.
My dad loved Remington Steele.
So how long do they spend coming up with those names?
Remington's not long with Remington Steele.
So the big thing on 007... is somebody coming out of the water in a bikini? So who's going to come out of the water in a thong for her?
She is.
I don't know.
Both.
this seems like, this is what I figure whenever I see something like this. They've obviously done tons of research and determined that a black female is the way to make money on some sort of Bond reboot.
Really?
Or they're planning on the big comeback to some young hot dude to be the Bond after the failure.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like this is not something they just threw out to chance. I don't know. Am I crazy for thinking that?
Well, yeah, no. Remember, there was a lot of talk about Idris Elba being the next one. And people were like, a black man? But James Bond can't be black.
So but I you mean, can't
they
say
doubled
that.
Down. Well, plenty of people did.
Did they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would expect a black man before a black woman. I mean, she checks all the boxes. She's not super hot. She's diverse.
She's not James Bond, though, right? Isn't she just
no?
New,
just
new
007. 007.
Yeah.
So they could bring him back.
She's gonna be.
Anybody want to predict success or lack of success
for
this? Will this do well?
I like the series, I'll check it out.
This will do well because it's Bond 25. Rami Malek is the villain.
So nobody will care. It's a chick.
I think some people will care. Is that enough to make you not go if you're a Bond fan? I don't think so.
Is it Bond fans that carry Bond? No. Or is it some Bond films don't do that well.
There are Bond fans that are rabid that watch
absolutely.
It 24/7.
Here's the big question, though. I mean, because it's Bond, you already kind of know what to expect, but have there been many female-driven action movies?
Oh, yeah. I think so, haven't there?
Laura Croft. What else, though?
What's her face?
Charlie's Angels.
Exactly. Which
Halle Berry's doing one.
Kill Bill was great.
Uma.
That's Tarantino.
It's still an action
movie. Oh, by the
way,
speaking of him.
Do you know they're rebooting Charlie's Angels again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Everybody's a Bosley.
Trudy, what were we going to say?
At an hour and 13 minutes, Brad Pitt, Leo DiCaprio, Margot Robbie, and Quentin Tarantino were on Today.
Oh.
And Brad Pitt... I think he just comes in the dumpiest clothes he can find.
Really?
And he said he spilled something on himself, too, so he actually went to the trouble of pointing out that he's just the biggest slob ever and doesn't care.
No,
he's and DiCaprio,
the biggest disaster possibly ever.
True. And DiCaprio was looking sort of casually chic. You know, he doesn't really...
Oh, is this for the Hollywood movie?
The big Hollywood
movie.
Yeah,
I'm excited about that.
Margot,
that's a movie I'm pumped about.
Margot Robbie, of course, looks stunning. And
it's Today's Show.
What's insane?
Did you say Today's Show?
Oh, you said Today's Show. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about that.
But Brad is in this oversized gray T-shirt with an oversized white something kind of a long sleeve.
He just got out of a pile of like five chicks and rolled into the Today Show.
Maybe so. Yeah, and his hair was all messed up. I was joking with Peter Werby, who was out in front of the house, and I was like, "You kind of look like Brad Pitt looked this morning on the Today Show." He gave me a look like he thought it was a super big compliment, but he does sort of.
So he agreed.
He does really look good.
Peter looks incredible. Yes.
It's all that handball.
His hair is still dark,
and
too.
And he's 79. Oh, my God.
Is he 79?
Yeah, he just turned 79, he said. And I said, you don't have a gray hair on your head. And he goes, oh, you know, he pointed out a couple.
He's got a few. Which not
is
many.
This is a bummer.
Handball three. He plays handball three times a week.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
How far in?
It's an hour
13.
And
13. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
I spaced out. I'm totally off my game now because of that frozen look of horror on my face on the Facebook Live. How far? 113?
113.
Wow, you the really frozen, are thrown off
looks
your
like
game.
You're keeping your bod pretty tight.
I was just looking for that drop.
The frozen look of horror, of course, harkens back to the frozen looks of horror of the astronauts, the cosmonauts, who were abandoned in space, and they were floating in orbit with frozen looks of horror, and they died. Mike Clark and I read the article, immediately called NASA to verify this, and NASA said, please send us the story. So we sent the story, and we failed, however, to we failed to eliminate the, according to the Weekly World News, inside the story.
Oh, yeah.
We cut it off the masthead and everything.
Right.
Genius.
I think we told them it was from Omni, thinking that would give it credibility.
Omni. But, I used to get Omni magazine.
You got Omni magazine.
I did. Wow. I liked Omni magazine. Wow. It's good. So that dude interviewed him, whoever it was.
He's going to be bummed to miss this.
Well, he'll get over it.
Roker stop this, wearing those glasses, by the way?
Roker.
He was wearing those glasses during the New Orleans thing, and all I can think of is what a great time he's having.
He has a pink suit with lime green stripe on it and those blue. He looks like the host of a children's show.
He wishes.
A brand new Quentin Tarantino classic.
You guys had never been in a movie before.
Brad Pitt.
No, but we did start on the same television show.
Growing Pains.
89-90.
Me, 91, 92.
Oh, were you? Maybe I was 90 then.
I don't know. I mean, we're talking decades ago, but we were on the same television show.
Did you ever do a scene together?
No. So much pussy ago.
What show?
Wait Growing no pains. Longer. L.A., the summer of 1969. The city of dreams is going through seismic changes. For some in Hollywood, modernity means opportunity.
I'm in the movie.
For others, it feels
I
more
I just
like
the way this shot, yeah. First of all.
Cliff here is meant to help carry the load.
Is that how you describe your job, Cliff?
What, carrying his load? Yeah, it's about right.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is a buddy movie.
Here I come.
A cliffhanger, a horror film, and a Tarantino masterclass in storytelling.
Don't you forget it.
A lot of hyperbole coming out of Harry Smith.
I know.
Like, I don't know if I can do the elevator pitch.
Look how dumpy Brad looks.
about anything.
Yeah, about anything.
I know. What a slob.
Leonardo DiCaprio. It's
pretty loosey-goosey.
He looks great.
Brad Pitt, his stunt double.
We get into a fight, I accidentally kill you. I go to jail.
Is that a Bruce Lee look-alike?
Anybody accidentally kills anybody in a fight, they go to jail.
Friends,
they're working class guys trying to survive in a changing industry. The guys with the pompadours were sort of fading out, and the hippie revolution was coming into play.
Did you have these guys in mind when you wrote it?
Well, yes, but
and a few others.
You can't. Well, but here's the thing, though. It's like you can't.
Fair.
The answer is yes, I did, but I couldn't be arrogant enough to think I'm going to get them.
Oh, my God, he's nuts.
Right. Was there any trepidation whatsoever when, oh, him, you, these, you guys are really famous and well-regarded, but had never worked together before. Was there any trepidation?
Oh, hell no, man. You know that you don't have to carry, you know, the whole thing. You got these Ooh. Other great people, too, who oh are
Can
the
they
best
all
of
get
the
over
best
themselves?
Are going to...
Not really. Margot Robbie seems to be getting over herself.
I don't know. Let the woman talk. Jeez.
Relief.
Yeah, I don't think... I mean, I'm not speaking
Tarantino,
you,
remember any Me Too Uma Thurman?
Wait, this movie doesn't look very diverse.
Context. It's what's
well, what are you talking about? Bruce Lee's in it.
I've admired the choices that he's taken to his career, and
I think they're jealous of each other, too.
If you start to think in that realm of big actor, what's the dynamic? You're trying to create a piece of art here.
You're talking about something from an outside perception.
You're just pretending to be somebody else, and we like it.
Just a couple of idiots on the couch here. I had to change my shirt because I got toothpaste on the way here. Do you know what I mean? It's like we're dealing...
Yeah, because he just left a pile of chicks.
Margot Robbie's hair looks kind of messed up too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Who was murdered by the Manson family. In the movie, Leo and Margot are next door neighbors.
She's beautiful.
Whenever I heard her name, I really only thought about her death. I was never really exposed to the parts of her life when she was alive.
Tate's sister Deborah gave her blessing for the film and even provided Margot with some of Sharon's jewelry.
It was kind of
sometimes
very sad to be that closely connected with real life.
Good luck getting it back.
Kind of hit you at moments,
I mean, that's the only point I wanted to make. Is that I thought Brad Pitt, he could try a little harder.
Sad, and other times
if Sharon Tate's sister did not give her blessing, was Tarantino not going to do the movie?
Yes, he was going to do the movie.
Oh yeah, he was definitely going to.
I would rather wear Sally Jesse Raphael's panties like a ski mask than see this film.
God.
Yeah. I think I like the way it's shot. Every clip I've seen of it looks cool. Sort of like Blow. I love the way Blow looked.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not Quentin
Tarantino. Who did Blow? Yeah.
That's, wait a second. Johnny Depp.
Who directed it?
Yeah. Is it a Demme film?
It was, Ted Demme. Demme.
Oh, that's right.
Ted?
God, that was a
oh, the loser good, Demme.
To me, anyway,
the other Demme
was a good looking movie.
It was a what?
I liked the way it looked.
Oh yeah,
I just like the, you know, especially the California scenes when Depp first goes out there. Depp.
That's what I like about Euphoria. I love the way it looks. Now I know you hate the soundtrack.
Love the
soundtrack
dongs.
Is driving me crazy.
I do like those dongs.
It
the
is
soundtrack's
weird.
Driving me nuts.
Yeah, it just they loop stuff over and over and over. It's just annoying.
Really?
No, I'm excited to see this one.
I'm pumped too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Our beloved studio sponsors and friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are in the middle of their Jeep celebration event. They're pumped for you to be part of it. During this celebration event, lease a 19 Jeep Compass Limited at $180 a month. You can also lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month. Or if you want a Ram truck, how about a 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month. Or 0% financing on all new 2018 Ram heavy duties in stock. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's kicking off this hot summer with a bang, so take advantage of these huge deals. DealsInTheD.com. And
it's actually my car, but I bought it for her.
That's okay. Buy a car for her. LASIK surgery, one of the safest in all of medicines, changed the lives of millions by allowing them to get 20/20 vision or better without the hassle and poor performance of glasses and contacts. And Dr. Yaldo, our trusty Red Shovel sponsor's most experienced and honored eye surgeon in Michigan. 30,000-plus people have gotten his state-of-the-art custom LASIK procedure, most getting better than 20/20, called supernormal vision. Takes a few minutes. It's painless. You'll get to throw all that crap out. And the multifocal lens implants for people 45-plus frees you from your hated reading glasses. No more reading glasses, along with precision far vision. You got nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway, and they've got the frames. If you want nice frames, designer frames, or cool sunglasses, go see Dr. Yaldo for that, too. Tell him we sent you. Get the Drew and Mike discount. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And that reminds me, I filled in on No Filter Sports today.
How was your commute?
It was pretty good. Actually, Bob Page was having trouble. Yeah. On the Skype? Is that because of the blackout in New York?
It's
allegedly?
Definitely a possibility because Manhattan had their big blackout, and so they're still working on some of the infrastructure. So, you know, he might have lost some internet. He
is
still
that what
had
Bob
it,
said?
Or it was weak.
I love the strong
it's
comment.
My theory.
It's definitely a possibility.
Definitely a possibility.
I was going to say, I think Brandon is privately very skeptical. I think Bob Page.
Well, what else could it be, though? I kind of think it's got to be
user error.
Oh, really?
Like me with alcohol, but worse.
No, he's been doing. The connection's been great there in Manhattan, where he has his nice Park Avenue apartment. However, today
I don't think Manhattan has good internet these days. I just don't think they're up to speed. It's not an area
that people
worry about.
I'm not 100% sure, but he's going to get it taken care of. Hopefully by Thursday, where Denny will be live from Cooperstown and Bob from Manhattan. So I'm going to have to reach out and try to connect. Those guys.
What a debacle.
Denny's going to Cooperstown. How quaint.
I know. Yeah, Brandon is so challenged by these challenges.
No.
I mean, because they don't make it any easier. Although Denny did say, I'll have my end down.
We did have a 5-minute conversation today about what a Cat 5 cable is. You know, the Ethernet cable to plug into your computer instead of being on Wi-Fi. That was a challenge. But thank you for filling in today. It was a good show.
Yeah, I was in the bullpen because Paige was having trouble. And they signaled for the left-hander early on in the show, and I came in unprepared.
Wow, but hot.
I had fun. I got to tell you, Bob kept trying to come on, and Denny was just ragging him nonstop. And it was really funny because that's what I like about that show is those guys, there's just no sparing anyone.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was a funny show.
Yeah.
I don't know. How did it compare to the normal show, Brandon?
Oh, no, I thought it was great.
Especially, it was good, too.
And, you know, in what you heard today with Denny just – hitting Bob at every chance he can get. That's what you. That's every episode of No Filter.
And Bob couldn't fight back because his Skype died.
I'm sure Bob's going to come back 150% on Thursday just to assert his dominance over the show.
I was kind of amused at people taking pictures of the blackout. Why are you taking pictures of a blackout?
Because
how do
it's
those
something
turn
to
out?
Take pictures of.
But it's a blackout.
Why are you taking pictures of yourself in the bathroom with some chick farting in the background as you put up
well,
a peace sign?
God.
Did you see that?
No.
Thank God she did.
Really? Is that another picture from the blackout?
No, it's not from the blackout.
More like a brownout.
Oh, my God.
Can you
God.
Show it to Trudy? Because I think it's so funny.
Wow, this show,
okay, she's really pretty. And she's like, she's all like, putting the peace sign up and then just that outrageous fart.
The look
from the stall behind
her.
Right here, Trudy.
This is really funny.
Oh, my God.
She actually kind of recoils inside herself, doesn't she? Like the way the arm comes down. Like, ugh.
She pulls the peace sign down.
Oh.
What did that other person eat?
She thinks she's so adorable. I mean, did we really need that picture of her in the bathroom?
No.
Really
God,
something
no.
someone
Selfie.
Needed to see?
Why do you need me taking pictures? And what a monster, though. Who is
know,
that person?
I know. How did she not stay outside the door and film that person leaving?
She looks so good, too. She just puts up the peace sign like, oh, this is going to be the best selfie. And then, whammo!
You know that person is probably on a date.
Oh, that rivals Trudy's.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
That's only half.
They're in the same ballpark.
It's longer.
So, you know, there's some more video to look at today, too. There's a couple things I really am looking forward to. One is this. I've never heard of Benzino before.
Mm-mm. I've never heard of him.
Heard
either.
Of the rapper Benzino?
No.
Was he was a big deal, Joe?
No,
yeah, not really.
Deal,
I think he's more of a producer.
He started Source Magazine, so that's kind of a big deal.
Oh,
that is kind of a big
okay,
deal.
I've heard of that.
He got in a fight with Eminem.
He also.
Again?
Well, back then. Like,
he's on so, Love then. And Hip Hop yeah. Atlanta.
He's on Love and Hip Hop.
Oh,
so
well,
I think that.
How can we not know that?
I know that puts you in an extraordinary place along with. You know, Vanderpump Rules and all those stupid
Wait,
shows.
Love and Hip Hop, isn't that where Cardi B started? Wasn't she on
Is
Love,
that,
Love and Hip Hop?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I thought she was on that.
No, those are the kind of people that make millions on Cameo.
Yeah.
If you're on Vanderpump Rules. I know. It's the age of the dumb millionaire. It really is.
Yeah.
So he gets pulled over.
Sorry, she was on Love and Hip Hop New York.
Okay.
That's a different version.
Oh.
He gets pulled over. And he just can't believe he's been pulled over. And they reveal that, well, we ran your plate and you got a warrant. And he's so obsessed with the fact that, yeah, but why'd you run my plate? Because you're racist. That's why you ran my plate. And they're like, no, because you stopped and you kind of cut me off. So I ran your plate and there's a warrant. And he's like, for what? And they tell him and he's like, nah, it was never been there. And they're like, well, it's on there. And then eventually he ends up saying, that was a warning.
Warning.
Show up as a warning. Looks like you got a warrant. And then he goes off on this tirade. These two cops, by the way, I thought, I don't know, tell me if I'm wrong. I thought they could not have been nicer to this guy. And if he was white, he would be so canceled right now. Can you go to the 11-minute mark, Brandon? Because it's starting to pick up there.
Oh,
you got
Lord.
It.
Can I give
it
back
we'll
on?
Show you all the paperwork. Okay.
I don't believe it. Out of Brookhaven. I've never even been pulled over in Brookhaven.
Well, it's showing that you have a ticket that you did not pay or did you go to court.
Here you go.
What?
It'll
say it on there. You will
let
you know.
Let me get a fucking ticket on my phone.
You said it's a parking ticket.
Get my phone
to
Ray Ray.
Why don't you ask? I don't know what it is.
Thank you, sir.
He'll show you in a minute.
This is 10 minutes in. He's been arguing with him for 10 minutes.
Maybe he thinks he's still going to win.
He just keeps saying it's racist.
Wow.
What's going on, officer?
That's huge,
brother.
What is huge right here, sir?
Find out yourself, all right? How about that?
How about that?
Fuck off, fucking racist cop.
Oh.
Okay, come over here, sir.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Rest me for that, too. Fuck you.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
Fuck you.
It's better.
Fuck did I do to you? Fuck you.
Get in the police car.
Fuck you, too. Fuck you, too. Fucking racist bastard. I didn't do nothing. And I swear to God, if that ticket ain't valid, I'm going to sue your fucking cocksucker ass. Because I didn't do shit.
Can you put your
yeah, fuck
in?
You.
Sir.
Fuck you.
Can you put your
fuck
in?
You. Fucking bastard. Fuck you, you chink bastard. Fuck you.
Oh.
She's getting started.
Oof. I didn't do nothing. I didn't do shit.
Hold on one second.
I didn't do shit.
Anything.
And that fucking
didn't
warrant better
anything.
Be it better be valid.
They should have told
guilty
him.
Guilty of bad grammar.
They should have told
that.
I
didn't do this stuff. I didn't do it.
What seems to be the officer problem?
Put the AC on.
The AC's on, sir.
Okay. If, Okay. Yo.
This guy's such a pain in the ass. He complains about everything.
Meters best for, sir.
No, first of all, what is the fucking ticket for? Tell me that.
Will you calm down? Are you going to calm down so I can get
no,
look
not.
At it?
That's the question. I need to know what the ticket's for.
No, you don't.
Chill out for what? I'm in the fucking back of a car for some bullshit. This is some fucking crazy shit, man.
Yeah, it is. You're making it crazier.
I got past 92, tops.
I've never even been pulled over by Brookhaven police.
I'm going to have her...
It's story changes.
I'm going to have her email me tickets that I can't pull over.
When? What you mean? How come she can't email your fucking tickets?
Sir, this is a warrant hit right here.
All
right,
but where's the ticket? You better be right, cocksucker. You better be right. You better be right. You better be right.
It's coming. Yeah,
you fucking bitch. You better be right.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Motherfucker. You better be right. Bitch. You better be right.
Wow. I think you could come up with something
else.
He does.
You better be right.
Which is
fuck
you. Ooh. Which is wearing some new material.
Okay.
Can you put the AC on? No,
not at this point.
The AC's on.
No, it's not. You even got the car wrong.
The AC's on all the way on.
No.
You hear that?
I don't put no AC back here.
He doesn't agree with anything.
Can I jump ahead to 18?
Yeah, go ahead. He tells him later on, before we get to this point, that that was a warning. It wasn't a ticket. I've got it upstairs. Let me go up to my apartment.
Oh,
he lives near there.
That's how
and they're
works.
Like, well, she can go up there. And you can tell she's scared already. I don't know if she's a girlfriend or what. And then he and it's like, wait a second. I thought you never drove over there. But now you have a warning there.
I thought you knew.
Yeah, they didn't say that. I would have said that, but they didn't. So anyway, we're 18 minutes in. I think these cops have been real pros. They really do.
Fucked up, silly bitch. Stupid bitch. Suck my dick. Oh, yeah, fucked up, you sleep. Hey, Jackie Chan, you fucked up. 168.com. You fucked up, Jackie Chan.
Oh.
Get fucked.
Okay.
You fucked right by.
Show me around to the cat cabin here with one man board.
I'm suing you. I'm suing you.
Quiet.
It was a warning. You fucking cheek bastard.
Well.
You cheek bastard. He gave me a warning. It was never a warning. Asshole.
Stupid cheek bastard. Okay. Get some new material. Well,
shouldn't he be canceled from the show if we're going to cancel
stupid
somebody?
Yeah.
I don't think he will be. I predict
what?
That he will. I don't know.
I got
you. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong.
I know it.
Okay, now he's going to the G word.
He gave me a warning,
goof. Really?
It was never a warning. He gave me a warning, you goof. I got you.
Wow. There's an hour 10 more of this?
Yes. Yes.
False.
Are you guys bored or you want a little more?
Well, he's getting a little repetitive. We can jump forward.
He does get a little
better. I mean, I'm kind of intrigued to see his stamina level.
Is he still
at this level further on?
Yeah. When you get to 33 minutes, I believe he says something that forces him to call an ambulance for him.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
I know.
Starting to feel faint.
There it is.
Well, maybe it's because you've been yelling nonstop for a half hour.
Please, I need some. I need some water.
Oh, now he's pleased.
That's
saying
to get the water inside of jail.
Starting to feel faint, sir.
The sooner you get in there, the faster you get out.
Pause that.
Okay.
Not that. The other.
The TV. Sorry.
I'm going to pull over. We're almost there.
What an anchor this guy is.
Wow.
Now he's feeling faint.
So I'm starting to feel faint.
Wow.
Can we find out if he's been in jail? Will you look up Benzino and see if he's been in jail?
I don't have water for you. I'm going to go to jail. Dad, they have water in there.
He doesn't want to go to jail. I think that's what's going on. But is he like the little boy that cried wolf at this point?
Nonstop, yeah. He was arrested. No, that's just this.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
This is funny. On the Wikipedia, it says, on June 22nd, 2019, Benzino was arrested for a bench warrant during the arrest, and they go to explain it, and he says he was eventually booked and released. Eminem has been proven right that Benzino is a low-life racist scumbag. Well, his Wikipedia was updated.
Think of how long Eminem has waited for that vindication.
Yeah, I know.
16 years.
Well, the SOURZ Awards, didn't they always cultivate a lot of violence every year?
Led to the shooting, right?
Yeah.
We don't have an ambulance yet, do we? They're still okay. He must ramp up his whining pretty soon.
His whining.
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous. And an ambulance does come, I believe,
at the 50-minute mark.
Yeah, pop it up there. Let's just see what happens.
2-4-7 Listen. How did you make the police force? You're a fucking failure. You're a failure.
What? He's not getting arrested.
Have you been to Six Flags? You can't even ride the rides because you're so short.
Hey, that's some new material. 30 minutes in, you gotta give him some credit.
Okay. Boy, that hit pretty hard.
I mean, I hope the bagel boss baby didn't hear that because he'd be very mad.
So this is the last question: does if I get a warning, am I do you still have to go to court if you get a warning?
It was a ticket.
All right, but I'm asking. It's a warning. You have to go to court.
It was a ticket.
But I'm asking if it's a warning. You have to go to court.
I can't answer something that's not true.
Okay, it's a hypothetical question, Dick.
Wow.
That's a learning disability.
He said, hey, suck ambulance is here. Suck
Wait, did you just say, have your gook mother suck? Is that what he said? I'm quoting. At some point, he says, your mother is a G word and she sucks BBC.
Tell your mother to. Yeah.
I would have done.
How's he explaining to the ambulance? This guy's got a problem with this asshole. It's taking over his whole body.
Yeah, he's.
This guy.
He's still yelling. You can hear him. The guy's out of the car.
I don't know. He cussed me out with every word you can think of. About
wouldn't it be great if he just got in the ambulance and they took off and just left him in the back of the cop car?
Yeah, he complained he feeling faint, and then he said, "Well, I don't need the ambulance." But hey, I'm feeling faint again. So listen, I gotta call you guys. Sorry.
How'd you get in an argument with that guy?
No, you're not gonna win because he's gonna exhaust you.
I don't think the ambulance wants him too badly.
No.
Have some egg foo young. Ooh.
Wow.
He's running out of ideas. He's running out of racist material.
I cannot believe
the Six Flags rag was really weak.
Hey, let me get 2 orders of pork fried rice.
Oh my God, he's still going.
Some egg foo young. Right, fucking
dwarf. That's so lame.
That's weak, yeah. Why don't you make a very fancy rug? Is that coming up next?
Perhaps. There's another 40 minutes or so.
There is.
Did you listen to the apology, Brandon?
Oh, I didn't, but I have it queued up here.
Oh, great. Okay.
He apologized?
How long is the apology?
Minute 50.
That's all?
How sincere is the apology?
I got my son Ray Ray with me to drop him off. Next thing you know, the car comes swooping up behind me, and I'm asking him, why do you people keep running my license plate?
It's not his fault.
What is the situation with
this? We heard.
And, they basically said that, we don't have to give you an answer, that they're the police and they're allowed to run my license plate. I'm tired of being profiled, especially in that neighborhood.
You cut them off. You left that part out, Dick.
It's right in front of my house. I definitely don't use that type of language.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? I was upset.
I was hacked.
The woman officer, she had said a couple of nasty things to me.
Absolutely false.
Never heard that.
You liar.
Told me to shut up when I asked. When I asked him, why was I being pulled over? She said she'd have to give me no reason. Shut the F up.
No, she did not say that.
She was being belligerent too, but that again, they're not showing that part of the stop.
No, she was not being belligerent.
All of them stopped pulling up on me, running my plate for no reason at all. Because I have to question: if I was white and I was dropping off my white son, were they pulled up?
They were both Asians, weren't they?
I don't think so.
I don't know if the female was.
I think she was.
I probably would go up. Just the type of person I am, I probably would go apologize saying that.
Oh, the kind of person. You're such a great guy.
This is his apology?
You just can't be pulling people over for no reason because of the color of their skin.
You had a warrant,
really
dumbass.
Explanation
pay your tickets, deadbeat.
So, I would like for both of us to say sorry to each other.
By the way, would you, if you saw him from the car behind him, would you know he was black?
No,
I don't think I would.
He is light skinned.
He also has blonde hair.
He has highlights.
Saying some of the things I said with a female. you know, whether she was an officer or not.
Oh, the highlight, though.
You know, I had better judgment.
The fucking highlight, though.
Blah, blah, blah.
A dick.
Wow.
And, you know, this is...
Sorry, not sorry, I guess.
This might be the weirdest part of all. Somebody explain this to me. TMZ got this tape. Oh, I don't want to upset the dogs. The dogs actually bark when you do the TMZ thing.
Oh, really?
They do.
They're triggered.
They're asleep. Anyway, TMZ left out all of the racial insults in their clip. Yes, they did.
Oh, so it looked like he was being
obnoxious. Oh. Just obnoxious.
What did they leave in?
They left in, you know, you're racist, you know, you pull me over for no reason. I don't remember exactly what it was, but they left out all the C words, the G words, the suck my D words.
That's interesting.
And a number of people pointed it out, and I thought, wait a second. TMZ delights in pointing out racism.
Oh, yeah.
Why did they protect Benzino?
I don't know.
Is that a Love and Hip Hop connection? Is that a favor called in from Love and Hip Hop, maybe?
I don't know, because they've published stuff on him before, because here he is getting kicked off an airplane. I'm not sure when this is, but...
Oh, he's just a great guy,
isn't he?
He
posted this video.
You're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot. All right? Fucking racist bastard. You're a racist bastard.
Wait.
Motherfucker. You're a racist
same argument?
Motherfucker. All right? Fuck you.
That's exactly God. Why
you,
I don't fuck. Fuck.
A lovely guy.
Wow.
Wow.
This guy's an anger management issue, I think.
Wow.
Why was he kicked off the airplane? Do we know? For being black?
Being an asshole.
Yeah.
Assholes can't fly free. Let's get off.
What a dick.
What if that were the rule?
No,
it should be a rule.
Mm-hmm. I really was surprised because, but then I thought, the only I could think of was that Vanderpump Rules, Love and Hip Hop, Kardashians, are they all sort of in that little lovely world, the TMZ?
Is TMZ
that
part
avenue?
Of
they,
yeah, they're not going to rag on them.
They live on, they in that world. Yeah. But if you're not in that world, they will take anything racist there's video of.
After all, look at that great content.
And they'll excoriate the people.
He's created great content for TMZ.
He did. But they definitely left out the quote-unquote best part.
Yeah.
Bury the lead.
It sounds like the airplane, he was sitting in the wrong seat and wouldn't move.
No, he's such an asshole.
What an entitled ass.
I just love his logic, too, that whole thing about how, I've never been over there. And then, it was a warning. What'd they do if it's a warning? You know, yeah, they know all those answers. I'm amazed this guy's never been in more trouble, honestly.
He's really
such a dick.
Really bad at transportation of all kinds.
Yeah.
Riding
no
an
more
ambulance, in a police car, driving his car.
Amen.
And planes.
A loser.
So, yeah.
And you got Dr. Roche info, Trudy?
I do.
All right.
Okay. So Guevara and the gang at Zyford and Holly are smack dab in the middle of their Hurry Up and Save sales event. Likely that you've heard that you can save 20% off sticker during this sale. Well, our friends at Zyford and DealsInTheD.com will do much better than that while helping you get the new Ford of your dreams. For example, you can get 0% financing for 60 months and over 14,000. Is this real? $14,000 off a new 19 Ford Explorer XLT? That's almost 30% off sticker.
That's Malik McDowell
it's the
good.
Smallest one Detroit makes.
Or lease it now as low as $171 a month. How about 0% financing for 72 months? Or, 0% financing for 72 months or nearly $14,000 off a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4. That, too, is almost 30% off sticker, or at least it as low as $99 a month. I can't imagine what is the 20% off sticker there, but
we all know. Call and find out.
Zotford is the spot. Yeah, please do.
Go on up there.
For automotive deals that are hot, go see Anthony, the real sales manager, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County before the Hurry Up and Save sale event passes you by.
Well done.
Hot. That's pretty amazing.
It's easy to get to, too.
In Holly.
I think people think it's far away. It's really not that far away.
You know what? You should plan your Renaissance Festival excursion at the same time with a visit to Zandvoort.
Or just drop those people off that want to go and then go over to Zandvoort instead. I'd rather hang out there personally.
Yes, you don't have to wallow around and get tomatoes thrown. Yeah. Actually, I kind of look forward to that.
I'll drop Trudy off. You can have your mutton.
Your mutton.
I'll go over to Zot.
Right past Jesus.
They joust there, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they still do the jousting?
You know, the ones that I saw, I only saw jousting with rings. Like they were joust through rings. I didn't see any where they were knocking each other off and getting really hurt or anything like that.
Do they tar and feather people?
Yes, several people die every year.
Good. Tars and feathers. Anybody can walk away with the plague?
No, no. Well, no, but I put Zeus in jail a couple of times while I was there.
Yeah.
Good.
Kristen got called once to
build his character
beer chugging contest there. They just called on her and said, "All right, here you are." She had this huge pitcher of beer.
Really?
Yeah, and she drank it for about 5 minutes and it maybe took out an eighth of it. She can't slam beer.
No.
Kristen always gets picked for that kind of stuff. Whenever we go to like minor league ball games, they always pick her out of the crowd.
Really?
Because she's good looking.
To do things in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Did you yell at her for not finishing, for barely finishing the beer?
Well, I mean, I rooted her on, and then when the other person
disgraced my family name.
When the other person won, of it. I looked at the picture, and I was like, you didn't drink any of that.
Suck. You disgraced us.
But I got to drink it, so it was okay.
I can never look at you again.
A perfect, wonderful woman. She doesn't drink like some sort of
maybe it doesn't agree with her.
You know, because it can cause a beer gut, but you can get that to go away. You can have the summer of 19... A body like you are 19 in the summer of 19 at Dr. Roche's. In fact, they have some special deals for the month of July. Buy one syringe of Restylane, get one free. That's a $600 value. Get bikini ready.
Ooh, Jim South will be pumped.
Now, if your bikini...
Does Dr. Roche have...
It's 100.
Does he have a Polaroid there? I don't think he does.
No.
They have cameras, but not that
technologically advanced.
Yeah, 360 lipo body tight saline breast implants and Diva... 3 treatments and free G-shots. And all of that and much, much more during the month of July at Dr. Roche. Go to droche.com to see some of the before and after pictures that are astounding and call them at 248-338-1110 for a consultation.
Alrighty. You know, since we hit up Benzino, well, whoever thought Benzino would add something to the show today?
No, no one thought that. No one even knew who he was.
What'd you do, Trudy? Did you do Zot and Roche?
I did.
Okay. R. Kelly's lady friends.
They're doing great.
They are lovely gals. And they wanted to post a message today to let us know that they're doing better than reported. And this is so touching because they asked the fans for prayers. They thanked the fans for prayers. So just be reminded, please pray for this serial predator and molester of children to somehow... eke his way out of all these charges. I don't know how many there are, so he can continue to molest young children.
I just don't want to believe the truth.
That would be the prayer, would it not be? If you're going to pray for R. Kelly, isn't that the prayer he wants?
Yes, dear God, please let the serial child molester.
Let me continue to pee on 14-year-old girls. What else would he be praying?
That's what he wants. Here they are talking about how great they are.
My name is Ezreal Clary. My name is Joseph Savage. Sorry. Philippe is playing with his squeaky, so if you hear
there's a dog there too. Free that dog.
But some background. But we actually just read an article saying that we were evicted from the Trump and
the Trump
saying that, you know, we were under emergency living and all kinds of stuff like that. We just wanted to let you guys know that is not true. We are here. We are at the Trump. I'm going to show you guys actually our view.
Look at this view.
Holy shit. That's pretty sweet.
It is.
That's right.
Well done.
It's Grammys back there.
Well done,
you know,
Bill Rancic.
We're here at the Trump.
The and, Trump. You know, stop
Joe's
calling it that.
All over social media.
Yeah, they know where I'm at.
Yeah, we've been here at the Trump. You know, we've been here for years.
Are they getting paid for every Trump plug?
We come and go freely. We actually just left out this morning, and nobody said anything to us. You know, no one stopped us. No one, you know, harassed us or anything like that. So,
no.
We just wanted to clear that up and let you guys know that
Where
is fake news. And
fake
not
news.
The good thing that you hear.
She got a little pee on the side of her face. She wiped that off.
She likes it.
And, I know.
What if someone just shot into the frame?
How embarrassing. You have some pee on your face, ma'am.
We see you guys going in and we are just so thankful for the prayers, for the love, for the support,
the prayers
you guys are saying and doing and trying to do.
Who is
to help
praying
him.
For R.
We
Kelly?
We are just so thankful for it. And we
that crisis
guys,
manager.
Thank you so much.
I don't. No one is Drew.
Thank you, Lord. Help me.
Okay.
Let me pray.
I have a very tricky question. Okay, think of all the people you've known have been brainwashed.
Yeah.
And I would put them in that category. Mm-hmm. I would put Scientologists in that category.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of cults. NXIVM.
Sure.
There's been a lot of them. There's certain religions.
Charlie's Girls. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Manson family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can really smart people be brainwashed? Can you think of anyone really smart who is brainwashed? And I don't mean Stockholm Syndrome like Patty Hearst.
The Brofmans.
Are they really that smart?
I don't know. They had a lot of money.
That was inherited money.
Tom Cruise.
I think Tom Cruise is a mule. I don't think he's that smart. I think he's just a mule. I think he has more, what's the word? I say I don't like giving him compliments, but I think he's one of those determined people. He's good looking. He's very determined, and I just don't think he's going to be stopped.
What was the makeup of Jim Jones's cult? Didn't he have some?
They're very typically poor.
Really?
Yeah, they were
I'm
poor.
Not saying they're dumb. I'm just saying.
But they were very diverse, so... Well, you know, well,
they're all
just
looking.
Trying to think of a,
no, you're right. They're looking for something.
I'm trying to think of a really intelligent person who's been brainwashed, and I just off the top of my head, I couldn't think of one. I'm sure somebody will email scads of them.
Well, they're really intelligent.
Somebody just went, "Oh my God, he's so smart, or she's so smart. How did she get brainwashed?" Hmm. That's not what I think when I see the R. Kelly girls.
Really?
I really don't.
They're pretty intelligent.
Oh,
I don't think they're stupid.
I'm just kidding. They don't look intelligent at all.
I don't think they're Mensa members.
What are some other big cults? I'm trying. Did
Travolta?
Did Doe have any smart people with Hale Bopp?
Oh God, no!
I wasn't real impressed with the people. No. I saw a documentary on that. Not
really.
Impressed.
They look like great people.
What?
They allowed their genitals to be surgically removed.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's part of the gig.
You're so not smart if you let that. Happen.
I don't think so. That's not what
Hawk,
I was. And
Hawk.
Was Hawk in a cult?
Hawk was in the Jeff Epstein, you know, circle.
It's not a cult, though.
Not
Wait,
really.
What do you mean Hawk? Hawk was with Epstein?
Stephen Hawk?
Hawk on with Epstein?
Yeah, he
really?
Was on the island a couple of times.
Hawk was?
Yeah, you didn't know Stephen Hawking went to the island?
Talk about this?
Orgy Island?
Yes, he went to Orgy Island. And he was pictured.
I thought we were kidding about that.
No.
I brainwashed women to gyrate on me.
Yeah, I would think Hawk would do the brainwashing.
Yeah, probably.
I think if you're smart, though, or your perception of smart people tends to be like people of science. So,
no, not necessarily.
No? I wouldn't think those people would not get sucked into a higher being type cult.
I wouldn't think that either.
So the people running the cult are the smart people. They're like smart,
they're
evil
very,
smart.
They're definitely intelligent.
Manipulators. Did Koresh have any smart people in his cult?
I'm not real impressed.
I'm trying to think of other
you're in
cults.
The cult, bro.
Well, there's all those Michigan grads in that cult. I mean,
if Hawk were part of an Epstein thing, it's because he likes young girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never heard Hawk was never. Was he ever accused of underage girls?
No.
He's on the island, though. He's hanging on the island. It's a little weird.
I mean, yeah.
Do we know if Clinton went to Orgy Island?
Oh, I don't think they ever put him on the island so much. But
no smart people.
I would like to see
there
those.
A lot of physicists and other scientists who went to the island too. And
oh boy,
they probably didn't check ID. So
man, wouldn't it be nice if
they didn't
know? One day a year, pedophiles just turned purple, so they all had to hide.
That would be so.
And we forced them all out. And went, oh my God, him! I mean, do you think there's a lot
Grimace.
Of like people that maybe even we know who are pedophiles? I know that's scary and weird to think about, but
probably. Because
look at all the girls who are molested who grow up and say, "Yeah, I was molested." Everybody
who grew up in the 50s and 60s was molested, apparently.
70s, 80s, 90s too. Look at all the young actresses now say they've been molested. Yeah. Somebody molested them.
Trust me. I nailed many chicks in my day, but they were all legal with big tubes.
That's what I thought.
Oh, boy. Hawk. Yeah, boy.
The Hawk. Okay.
Those people in Holy Hell smart?
Holy Hell. Oh.
Not seem smart.
Yeah, there were some smart people in Holy Hell. I thought there were from some very smart people. That was a really good documentary. The blowjob push-ups.
Yeah.
A bit much to watch.
Big takeaway.
But,
that's kind of weird. A brilliant idea, though, that concept.
Yeah, I can't knock it too much.
Wow, I'm looking at this list of famous cults. Have you ever heard of, what's the Order of the Solar Temple?
Oh.
They're acting like that's a really famous, but I've never heard of it.
ID Channel has been doing multiple, People Magazine Investigates is one of their things. That's was one of the better shows. Oh. And they were doing a series on cults. And they're all pretty.
Oh, I got to see that.
Solar Temple. That was it's a cult that's based off the.
They got a cool logo.
They use the ideals of the Knights Templar.
It's probably started by a bunch of nerds.
But it's
although I do like their logo,
Switzerland and Canada, and
that's why
they had a series of mass suicides in '94 and '95.
I'm starting to like this cult.
Yeah, if you don't have mass suicides, your cult isn't shit.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, come on, step it up, Scientology.
How about these Area 51 Raiders?
Wow, yeah.
That's got to be a pile of nerds. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that group?
No.
I mean, everybody knows what Area 51 is, right?
It's where the alien secrets are held.
The secret alien bodies are held by the U.S. government and the CIA. And a million people have signed on Amazon or on the internet.
Facebook.
Okay. To raid Area 51 and find out what's in there once and for all.
And they feel like if they have numbers, no one can stop them. But,
yeah,
but
exactly.
But today they said that the army or the military is ready for them.
Right. Yeah, of course.
I don't think that's going to work out.
Can't be stopped.
I don't think that didn't work out too well. What's he say? That didn't work out too well.
And then he tries it again. That didn't work out either.
The first part is good.
Should I keep going?
That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
I think that this was started by maybe a handful of people who are truly interested in doing it, but then the internet jumped on board and did all those signatures. There's no way that 100,000 people are going to show up. There's not even a way that probably 10,000 people show up, but it's generated a ton of memes right now, so it's so hot on the internet.
Maybe if it was like in a place people want to go to, like outside New York City or outside, I don't know, Orlando,
Florida.
Yeah,
New Mexico is not.
Destination.
Who wants to go to the middle of New Mexico?
No.
No one. Hey, by the way, speaking of the internet and memes, did anybody see the Woody Harrelson at Wimbledon series
really
of memes?
Funny.
Yes. Yeah, he was really into that, wasn't he?
That's funny.
The one where the guy gets hit in the balls and then they just shoot to Woody Harrelson staring at it like, whoa.
Why was Woody dressed up? He's wearing a suit and a tie.
He looked like Lyle Lanley from The Simpsons, the guy that tried to sell the monorail. Remember the monorail episode?
I don't recall that episode.
Oh, man. All right.
He's but like
he one was
too
mighty
deep
formal.
Of a reference.
Check this out. Check this clip out.
Oh, can you believe it again?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Woody.
He was so entertaining.
That's funny.
Wow, Woody went to the doubles?
Yeah.
Did he lose a bet with somebody?
Oh, it's pretty intense.
He's just up for things, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
And can you believe it? He's
true,
up for it.
Brilliant analysis.
This is girls, right? The ladies?
Fucking shoot. I like play tennis, but I'm not good in it.
Oh, boy. I got an email about Bezos. Let's see, where is it?
Uh-oh.
Can we ban the people complaining about the Bezos sex tape audio? Those are great. It's funny because of the Bezos sex tape audio.
It is.
Also, can we set up a midget bout between Righteous Rick and the Bagel Guy?
Yes.
Wow, would
Rick
that be
would
great?
Wipe him clean.
No
yeah,
way.
I would take Rick in one short round. What's going on with Rick?
One short round.
He said the other, I think the other day on Thursday on Facebook Live, he said he'd do it.
Rick?
He's already agreed to it.
Of course he would. If you said, Rick, would you fight and just name the strongest UFC guy or the best fighter in the world, he would say, oh, kill him!
Yeah. Jorge Masvidal. Can you imagine, is it harder to de-pants somebody who's shorter? Because Rick's got to get really low to get those
pants
off.
That's a good question. By the way, I hate to open Pandora's box, but I will.
All right.
What's going on with Aaron's phone?
It's been radio silent. We were a little over. We had a little too much Rick there for a while, and so there's been a little drop off in communication.
Oh, you mean not
if you
even
want to open
off
that
air
door?
Communication?
No,
no, I mean, I'm not
heard
saying.
From
wait,
in a
is
while.
That code for I haven't been returning Rick's calls?
No, yes, let's see. Let's see. Let's see where. Let's see where it ended. You know, summertime, people lose track of things.
Well, but he wasn't going to lose track of his
I meant me.
Investment.
He meant you.
I meant myself.
Well, the last one, he did get money. He did get cash.
Brandon knows me too well.
Quite a bit of it, too. Hmm.
Did the phone get sent back?
I think that the deal. I believe that the cash was just
three,
for a few
four.
Selected
That's what
pictures.
I thought.
There might be five texts in a row that I did not reply to.
What? Mar.
That's bullshit.
Well, it was about all that legal stuff, and I didn't want to get involved.
It got messy there. I'm really not crazy about bringing the topic up. I just feel there was no resolution whatsoever. And it seemed that he was going down a road I wasn't real fond of.
Well, that's my point. I'm going to text him right now.
Because he finally got the attention of the people that he was trying to get the attention of.
They were trying to bully him. You know, Rick,
no, but
Rick
he
doesn't suffer bullies gladly.
No, he does not. I have to admit, I was like, okay, is he nuts or is this how it's done? I was leaning on Rick is nuts because I'm just concerned because he's been in a little bit of trouble and I don't, you know.
I don't want him to get into more trouble.
No, I don't either.
But he knows what he's doing. I mean, he runs, he lives in that world.
Does he know what he's doing? Yeah, he does. No, you're right. He does. So I wanted to assume he knew what he was doing and it would all end well, and then I didn't want to hear about it anymore, but then I do want to hear about it. I want to know what happened.
I just texted him. We'll see if he replies.
Okay.
Will the word bro be in his reply? What do you think?
Oh, yes. 100% I believe it will.
I think it will be too.
Yeah, I don't think he'd leave that out. Get the Hall Financial Hotline ready to be open because we have some people in trouble with Microsoft.
We have a Microsoft number, two social securities, and an IRS.
There's a good strip club number, too, we could call if we want to.
Oh, what happened at the strip club?
This guy took his wife to the titty bar to party. The strippers liked the way she looked, brought her on stage, and boy, did that set him off.
Ooh,
really? He got insanely jealous and then started arguing with her out in the parking lot. And some guy said, hey, take that elsewhere. And then so that guy got punched by the angry husband. So that's going on.
Mm. Brandon just presented me with two Hershey bars. Is those from Denny?
I forgot I had three Denny chocolates here, and so I had to pass them along to Trudy.
Trudy is surrounded by cookies.
I'll eat one of them.
Why are you surrounded by cookies?
I asked Brandon, who was jetting out at the last minute, to bring me some cookies.
Yeah.
And he didn't know what to bring, so he brought everything.
All right, I'll help you out with that.
Please.
Didn't seem
put
like
that
the most,
cookie down.
What flavor is that?
The most rounded choice of nutritional choices.
Who told you can eat my cookies?
Well, I was going to be good. I brought watermelon today, and everybody poo-pooed that.
I think I will eat some watermelon. Hall Financial is a top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of the show. David Hall and Hall Financial, the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. And they are supporters of our entire network of shows. They offer lower payments, better options, and more personal attention. And with special emphasis on more personal attention, they are fast. And they'll hold your hand if you're a first-time home buyer. Hall Financial is perfect for you because they will take you from beginning to end. And they'll do it as well as anyone. They've got over 600 five-star reviews. Denny's saying 800 now. Where is he getting that number? What is it? What happened?
I don't know.
He keeps going up 100 like every week. I'm not giving him new copy.
I'm not sure.
Okay. here's what you do. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000. Or you can go to the Drew and Mike Show website, click the link, fill out the online form, and you're off and running because they'll get back to you. But fast, and they are fast. Average mortgage close or refi, 44 days. 19 days for Hall Financial. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. If you are disappointed, you might be the first because I got to tell you, incredible feedback.
And I've never heard anything bad.
No.
About anything that had to do with that.
They just got a free commercial, too. I realize they're not on today's log. That's how good they are. They get freebies sometimes. And the Hall Financial Hotline is open. Oh, my God. Who do we go to first, IRS, Microsoft, or Social Security? Seems like we're on the shit list at Social Security.
Yeah. Star 6-7 them.
Let's see. I think the newest one is the IRS.
Okay. Let's check on that because that's a problem. They do. They'll just call you and tell you you got to give them money immediately, and it's very intimidating.
Yeah, they are. the IRS.
You talk them down.
Man. That's the worst feeling in the world, too.
Every Social Security card, Social Security number lately has sniffed us out in no time. They will talk to us.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
What?
That was weird. It seems like hold music to get rid of you.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred
to the
next available agent.
How did that guy get the voiceover
job? Is this for real?
I do sit at the piano and do lots of work. Yeah.
What the hell? Whoever's playing that piano sounds like they did a bunch of cocaine.
Your call is very important.
As a matter of fact,
please stay on the line
keyboard.
And you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Slow down.
Aren't you kind of stunned? Can you turn it down a little bit? Isn't it weird they put people on hold when they're scamming you? Does that make them look
official?
That makes it realistic.
Voice doesn't sound real.
You know what he sounds like?
The bagel guy.
The sped up bagel guy.
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Who is that?
That's my former assistant in Congress.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What the? Hello? Did they hang up?
I don't know.
Oh,
that's bombed.
Left for that?
Sucks.
Listen to the flipping minute waltz. Sorry that I stole your 10 minutes.
It's simply let's jump to Social Security.
Okay.
I really, really like money, but I don't have any of my own. And so I went and stole your money, and then I spent it. Had
turn
a
down
lot
a little bit.
Thank you for calling Windows Security Help Center. If you received a call from us, that means we encounter a suspicious activities going on with your computer. Oh. Our expert tried calling you because they noticed something suspicious in your computer, which was hacking your credential information.
Is this fake for sure?
Please continue to be hold while we are connecting you to our expert and they will diagnose your computer issue. Please turn on your computer while we are connecting you.
See, I...
Hello?
Yeah, I got a message from you guys that my computer's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to hear you because there's so many people yelling in the boiler room there. Hello? Oops.
Oh, come on.
Really? Did I do something wrong? Maybe boiler room comment.
They must just know the number.
It seems like they do.
No way.
I swear to God, it seems like it's been a different world with these calls the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's so
wonderful. All right, this is also supposed to be Social Security, but then again, that last one was.
I feel like Social Security's onto us big time, not so much the IRS for some reason. I don't, that seems ridiculous. They're both total scams. Not to mention, they could like they're different departments of scams.
I know. Okay. And I got one more, and this one's supposed to be Microsoft as well.
Okay.
Oh.
It's going to be that idiot again.
God, they're boiling.
The numbers are so obscure, too. Like, I never see area code like 114. And, I don't know.
That's the area code?
What's up with people who can make these new numbers come up all the time? How do you do that?
A computer program.
Yeah, I think it's relatively easy.
You think the phone company would spoof do number? A little more about that?
Phone company
just
doesn't care.
The phone company in Bangladesh?
All right, forget it.
They don't care.
Does that ring?
Did it even ring?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
We have to call from somebody else's phone. Somebody,
yeah,
somebody's
we could,
phone
we
has
could do it on one of the iPhones.
To take one for the team.
Not it.
Okay. Well, that's a bummer.
Wow.
Hey, did you guys, you know, I watch Channel 7 News at noon every day.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody watch Channel 7 News at noon?
Occasionally, yeah.
They always, if you want to go into
I love watching the people in the background.
Go to like, well, yeah, that's kind of fun too. Or do I, is it Channel 4? No, it's Channel 7. Go to 12:16 today. Mm-hmm. They always do the court TV tease.
Oh.
And it just kills me because I want to watch the case. And they go to channel 7.4. And I'm like, channel 7.4? How do you go to channel 7.4? Well, it's not on my system.
You just need an antenna.
I do?
Yeah.
How many people are on 7.4? Am I the last guy that doesn't know about channel 7.4?
You could just go to coretv.com.
Couldn't they just get channel 74? Wouldn't that be easier?
Yes. 7.4?
Anyway, check out this case. This case is like, whoa.
Oh, you mean 12, not 12:16 in. You mean at 12, the actual time.
Yeah, 12:16, exactly.
So 16 minutes in.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
They go to the new court TV case, which they do every day. They tease the case. And it's like, but I don't have the channel. And it's always a great story.
What do they do more? Epstein stuff here?
Well, they were doing the Epstein story. That's a National Reporter, I think.
Really?
But check out this story.
That's like Jeffrey's
building. She's got purple on. Is she a pedophile?
Oh.
No, you turn purple.
Oh, okay.
You turn purple.
For travelers, as Boeing 737 MAX jetliners could remain
out
of commission.
Just another one of my great ideas.
As the company is working to fix a host of
No one is ever playing the foosball table behind Anne-Marie LaFlamme.
No kidding.
Can someone go down there and play it with a Drew Mike shirt on?
That's a great idea.
Did you guys see the post she had today in the tight faux leather pants?
Yes.
Oh, is that
squatting?
What those were?
Yeah, it was nice.
I have a feeling there was a Good Morning Dimples next to that post.
Nice.
if he could get his hands off his penis.
Okay, this must be it. Let's see.
Good afternoon. I'm Yuri Tualde. The next big trial Court TV is covering, Florida versus Amato, gets underway today. Grant Amato was 29 years old and living at home when he allegedly shot and killed his parents and one of his brothers. Investigators say it's because he got kicked out of the house after stealing $200,000 of their money to fund his online relationship. The focus of Amato's obsession was a so-called cam girl who lived in Bulgaria. He met her through a porn webcam site. Police say Amato shot his mother, Margaret, his father, Chad, and his brother, Cody, on January 25th. Their bodies were found in their home in Seminole County, Florida. The next day, police found Amato in a hotel in Orlando.
You're being cooperative, sir. We appreciate that. Yes, some Seminole County detectives want to talk to you, so we're going to get their handcuffs off of
you. Nothing in your pants, correct?
Yes. Nothing, yes, sir.
Did you? Real quick. It's just a normal routine when we encounter someone that we want to make sure you're safe. Now that we know you don't have any weapons, we'll get those restraints off of you.
Grant Amato faces 3 counts of first-degree premeditated murder. He could be sentenced to death if convicted. That's the latest for now. Court TV will keep following all developments.
Stole $200,000 from his parents, so they kick him out of the house, which was a bold move, and he kills him. And his brother!
Because of the Bulgarian
chick. Because of the cam girl that he's given $200,000 to. I would bet my life he never met her.
No.
He never boned her, never did anything.
Absolutely not. Thought, though, that she would love him, probably, in return.
Wouldn't you think the cam girl thing would start going sideways at some point, that the world would get around that, people don't really get laid watching cam girls?
No.
I mean, isn't it? I guess because it's so easy, because you're just at home and you bring up an instant live girl who talks dirty. Is that all it is? Like a phone sex?
That is all it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
But is there...
You're in charge of your own stimulation.
Does the economy keep track of whether the cam girl business is up or down? Is that one of the Dow indicators?
Yeah, do they track how much a token is worth?
How healthy the economy is?
Well, it seems like it would mean something.
How many people call those?
Right now, live on Court TV is nothing. They're waiting for a verdict to come in on some different trial.
Brandon, by the way, pointed out one of the great inequities. We're all about equality now. Women and men are exactly the same, so they should be paid exactly the same for everything, including Brandon.
Well, I believe Lauren had emailed us in and said that porn stars, he's upset that the male porn stars are not getting paid what the women porn stars are getting paid.
Oh, that's where we excel.
Why isn't anyone screaming about that?
I think Johnny Sins is doing just fine.
Because they know they'll all be replaced.
Right. Dean.
Speaking of porn stars, Peter North arrested for domestic.
Yeah.
And now, should we check out?
He's got a lot of load.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was trying to drown her in the bedroom.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Oh, Dimples has commented already.
All right, so here's the video.
A
put that knee pass over the toe.
And how many sets and how many reps?
Nice.
Generally, if you're, you know, trying to tone up and kind of build that muscle there.
She is. She's doing squats with leather pants and high heels.
These pants are from the tight pants store. Trudy?
And then here comes our favorite.
Why didn't the cameraman go around in the back?
Here comes our favorite poster. I'll pay for the membership and we can hit the gym together, Dimples.
Oh my God.
I'll be a personal trainer and work on them squats.
What a monster.
Wait, the Dimples guy said that? Because we've seen the Dimples.
What are the other creeps saying?
Oh, let's see. Just watching you do the squats in that skin-tight leather pants and heels gets me through my Monday.
What does that mean?
God.
You're going to beat off on a Monday or something?
Oh, damn, baby. That's, people. Lots of hearts. Yeah.
Whoa.
You look so good doing this.
Any eggplants?
I haven't seen an eggplant yet. People are more respectful than that.
Oh, that's Dimples guy again. What emojis are those?
Laughing really hard along with a rose.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, work those thighs. Get it, girl.
I want to be the lord of your thighs.
I want to spot your squats.
I want to be those leather pants.
Oh, man.
They're faux leather, she said in the post.
Oh,
you look so damn good in leather. Sure.
I don't know. Are you a little surprised she posted that?
Come on.
I'm not judging. I'm not being judgmental. No, probably she's got a lot of love.
First off, I'm glad she didn't. Secondly, she should.
I'm curious what your form looks like from behind.
Click on him. I want to see his.
Why the cameraman wasn't behind. Oh,
that's not really his picture. That's not a real picture.
All right.
Oh, what a bunch of dorks.
Post on another creepy guy. Let's see who next creep is.
God damn it. Wow.
I'm in full jerk mode right now. Boyd Tinsley. Is that what Boyd Tinsley said?
Yes.
Yeah, that picture you had me in full jerk.
Full jerk mode.
Really?
This guy says, I have the hottest wife. Is he married to her? Oh, it's a chick.
Even
hotter.
Yeah. Oh, let's see her.
Wait, oh.
I lost it.
So,
God, there's a lot of comments there.
Yeah.
That's the most comments I've ever seen her have.
Wait, oh.
Wow.
Nice. No. Go back. Because the one underneath that was kind of creepy.
This is a public service ferreting out who the creepy
I bet you
dudes
that.
Are.
I bet that studio smells great.
Oh,
well, I don't know.
Ah, jeez.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what some guy wrote.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know why I love that meme with Biden coming up behind all these strange people
hilarious.
And smelling their
hilarious.
Oh, boy.
Hey, do you want to see the Channel 4 story on the classic rock bracket?
Yes, I do.
That's what I had queued up.
I do.
Shit, it moved up.
I'm so worried about the Beatles taking on Seeger in his home court.
Tough matchup.
Well,
who do you think's favorite? I still think the Beatles will be favored.
I think the Beatles will be okay, but I think Seeger puts up a fight.
I mean, it's basically 4-1.
Wow. No, the Silver Bullet Band counts.
Oh, so 4-18?
Maybe. There's only one songwriter in Bob Seeger, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think it's gone, Drew.
Why?
It'd be gone.
Because I think time moved on.
No. It wouldn't go away.
Because we had to go to that, so it went off. Right?
Oh.
I think.
Oh, we were live and we're not recording. Channel 4 at 5, or was that Channel 4?
4. No. I mean, I could read it to you because it's in front of me, but I'd rather have Karen Drew it. Drew do it. Is it in you?
There you go, Channel 4.
I bet Jason Kerr would come on and explain it to us.
I don't
think
so,
huh?
We tried yesterday, and allegedly there may be some problems with international phone lines.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
He's out of the country.
Oh.
With Taryn.
Hi, Hank.
Oh.
I was discussing the some of the disappointing seedings. There's one bracket that to me is just screwed.
Yeah.
And he said people are giving all kinds of crap about it. He was having fun with it. And someone said that Taryn has much better music taste than Jason. I don't know. I don't know Taryn's taste.
Let's have Taryn on and have her make a bracket.
We could have Taryn critique. Oh, there it is. We have Taryn critique Jason's bracket.
All right, this is intense. quite
big
tenses.
Names like Bob Seger and Elton John are actually out. So oh. let's take a look at where things stand now. The top seeds are all still alive, with the Rolling Stones facing Aerosmith.
Well, that's easy.
Led Zeppelin versus The Who.
That's easy.
Boston is taking on Van Halen. Super. And here's a tough one. Beatles versus
It's not a tough one.
Queen.
Not a tough one. It's easy.
Be sure to vote this week so your favorite bands will be around for the final four. And you can vote and see the whole bracket on clickondetroit.com.
Man, still I can't wait to see that Van Halen Beatles matchup.
Oh, man. Drew, I don't know. With the popularity of Bohemian
Queen?
Rhapsody.
Yeah, I know. That's real? Big.
Oh, please.
Although
They'll
Paul and Ringo
them,
just played, they were trending number one on Twitter. And the movie yesterday's out. It's not as I was probably not as big.
Yeah, what did that do for Elton?
Elton had a huge
His
movie.
His movie, yeah, did nothing.
But
he
came up against Queen. Yeah, actually, Elton's movie was doing really well.
So the Stones beat the Eagles. Aerosmith beat Pink Floyd. I'm kind of surprised by that.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bummer. Yeah.
Trudy, by the way, do you play more Aerosmith or Pink Floyd?
I would have to think.
It's gotta be Aerosmith.
Probably Aerosmith.
They have
yeah.
a more radio-friendly library. Band.
Yeah, I mean.
Why is Pink Floyd limited to the tracks we've been hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing? Okay, sorry. Forget it. Forget it. I didn't ask you that.
I don't know. There's some preferences at play here, I'm sure. But also,
they've got a lot of great songs, though. So does Aerosmith.
Yeah, it's sort of the tempo, I think, because I'm midday, so everybody's on the job. You don't want to put anything too,
Pink Floyd is
too
tempo
slow or hypnotic on, or
they're tempo problematic.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Aerosmith, do you guys play Toys in the Attic?
Yeah.
Sick as a Dog?
Yeah. No.
No?
Nope. Haven't played that.
I bet you play
Mama Kin.
Dream On.
Yeah. Dream On. Mama Kin. Walk This Way.
Okay.
All that. That first album.
Love in an Elevator.
Yeah.
What It Takes.
I don't.
It's a great song.
I play that.
It's a good song.
That's actually What It Takes is one of my favorite Aerosmith songs.
Really?
It's a great
song. Toys
top.
Rocks. This is such a great album. It doesn't seem like it gets played. Seasons of Wither.
Not that often.
Lord of Your Thighs?
Not that often, but I'd love to hear that.
Train Kept Rolling All Night Long?
That is an amazing song.
I know. That will never get played. Get Your Wings is a great album.
Get Your Wings is the best.
It is. Probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Although I liked Rocks, too.
Yeah, Rocks was good. Can I look at
In his Aerosmith band.
Actually, their first four albums, was it? Were really good.
Yeah, strong. You know what I heard today, though? Queen?
Mm-hmm.
There's that one, let's see, what was the Sheer Heart Attack, Stone Cold Crazy?
Mm-hmm. You
know that song?
Yes.
That Freddie Mercury was singing that back when he was in bands in like the 60s, and then he brought that into Queen. But that...
Did you guys play this?
Yeah.
Are you guys playing a lot of Queen?
Yeah, a lot of Queen. Definitely. Oh, the dogs hate that song.
Those dogs don't rock.
But I can't believe this is from so long ago.
What's going on up there? Here come the law, gotta break down the door, gotta carry me away once more.
Full disclosure, I don't know if I've ever heard this song before.
I had all their albums, so.
You know what's really weird? The movie, the Oscars and all that, and it was like, Queen, 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 Queen. And I'm kind of back to where I was with Queen. Like, I do like some Queen songs, but Queen is not my go-to band.
Not they're all not, in anymore?
Not, no, I kind of went along. I was on the bandwagon, I admit. I enjoyed the ride, but I'm back off the Queen bandwagon.
Oh, geez.
I do. No, I like them. I appreciate them immensely, and I love Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
And Brian May, and all those guys. All those guys wrote too. I mean, it is a really cool band,
yeah.
But it's not really. It just didn't quite like. And some of my Queen favorites are strange choices, like Radio Gaga. I love.
Yeah, that's
not
good.
Just because radio's in the title, but I love that song.
Well, because it spawned Lady Gaga too, so that's cool.
I love. I love the set at Live Aid. Which the anniversary was 34 years the other day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Since you mentioned Sheer Heart Attack, this is on there, too.
Not my favorite Queen, but
This is just in a movie, though, too. I'm surprised it doesn't get more airplay.
I like Fat Bottom Girls.
Fat Bottom Girls is good.
Tie Your Mother Down. But it's just, I don't go to Queen. I was looking at my recents on my Google Play.
Uh-huh.
There's no Queen in there. There's like 80 albums in there, no Queen.
I was at the grocery store the other day and heard Keep Yourself Alive, which is a track they don't play all that often either. But in the grocery
store.
That's
a good song. That's a good song.
Keep Yourself Alive.
It must make you want to buy a bunch of stuff.
I kind of did.
See? They know what they're doing.
Reward them for their good taste.
I'm stuck on the Laws again. I am obsessed with the Laws' first album, and I don't understand why Lee Mavers cannot pull it together and do a second album. Although he couldn't finish the first album. They produced it like 8 different ways, and he was never happy with it. And when it was done, they said, don't buy it. It's terrible. And then he disappeared. He just went, whoosh, see ya.
What is up with that?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard any part of it?
Of the stuff after that?
The first
that?
Album?
The first, yeah, it's out. It was put out. Steve Lillywhite produced it.
And he didn't want you.
They told people not to buy it.
But it was still good.
Yes.
You
oh, yeah.
See what his
it's great.
Was.
It's fantastic. I'm sure, you know, everybody knows There She Goes is a pretty well-known song. It's been in commercials. Yeah. Timeless Melody is a great song. Mm-hmm. I Can't Wait. There's a lot of great songs in that. Son of a Gun, Feeling. I mean, they have
soft titles.
They have a sound. I mean, it's a very 60s sound. I like the way it's produced. But for the life of me, I mean, people like Liam Gallagher is a huge Laws fan. Huge. Whenever they play, Liam Gallagher will be there.
I was thinking of you the other day. Did you see who Noel Gallagher is allegedly dating?
Who's Noel? Oh, I did see something.
Kate Beckinsdale.
Kate Beckinsdale. What?
Wait, isn't he a little old for her?
Apparently not, I guess. I don't know. I thought he was married, but I...
What's going on with her?
There's a story about Kate Beckinsdale. She just wants every dick she can sit on.
Oh, really?
Good for her, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think she came across very well in this recent foray into the public eye. It's almost like... No more public eye for you, Kate.
Yeah, stay out of the eye.
I don't know. Am I wrong? Did you see it that way?
I thought it was very unflattering.
Yeah, making out with Pete Davidson at a hockey.
Oh, my
God, no.
I don't understand. And then maybe it was that just big dick energy that she can't resist.
Possible, but there was a 21-year-old before that, and he was really trying to be nice, but it was obvious that he thought she was kind of nuts. And then who was after Pete? Wasn't there a new boyfriend after him? Before Noel?
Yeah, but I can't remember. She was spotted, like, making out with some guy.
And David Spade made some... Did you see the tweet David Spade had? Something like, she likes him young. Something like that. No. It was just a joke. It was not meant to be mean-spirited, and she's like, fat chance, Grandpa!
Oh, God.
It's like, whatever. So, of course, I went into her Instagram, and it's all, you know, look at me here. Just me, just my face, just my body, just this crop top, just me, looking hot again.
Ten
minutes later, 20 minutes later, still hot. Here I am the next night, still hot. 10 minutes later, hot. In the bathroom, still hot. I mean, it's like, me. You know, I mean, one of those.
Yeah.
And I would think, I don't know, by 45, you might sort of be tired of pictures of yourself.
She doesn't get any movie
time.
Roles anymore.
I guess not. No. What is she doing?
I don't know.
A bunch of dudes.
She on a Netflix show or something?
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
What's going on?
I got a reply from Rick.
Oh, that is breaking news.
You guys, got it on hold. I'm in a major deal with, I don't even know who
Slow
this person
down.
Is, on a very expensive painting I'm brokering. This is a life changer, and the phone is on hold for now.
The phone is on hold.
For now.
Wait. I thought you meant, like, he was on hold waiting to cut this big deal. He means the
Aaron Carter phone deal. He can only do one life-changing deal at a time, Drew. This painting, he's brokering his first, and then he sends his condolences as well.
Oh,
so that's very
thank
nice.
Thank you, Rick. Rick is amazing. He always keeps our interest. Somehow. I don't know how he does it, but he does.
Guy.
And when that little guy, little crazy guy came along,
the
are there any videos
baby?
Of him?
Boss
Bagel,
know.
Bagel Boy?
Let me find him.
Because... That guy immediately was like, get Rick to pound his ass.
Yeah. That seems like a good matchup.
I liked it.
That'd be baby kicks all around.
I know. Rick would murder that guy. If Rick was limited just to baby kicks, he would murder him.
That'll be the first rule in agreement from the bagel boss.
Baby kicks only.
Yeah, no, he won't. He won't allow baby kicks from Rick.
By the way, the bagel boss guy, we heard in his 7-Eleven rant that he got kicked out of his place because of his landlord.
Yeah.
He's living in his vehicle. So somebody actually reported that he actually is living in a van by Bayshore. So he's
down by the river.
In a van down by the river.
Cool.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Does he have any new YouTube videos?
If he weren't so flippin' angry, he'd maybe. I mean, he claims, doesn't he? Didn't he publicly proclaim that the chicks dig him now since all of this notoriety? But
oh, did he? Oh,
bullshit.
You know, this is one of those things where normally when anyone gets in the public eye enough, like, for example, 90 Day Fiancé, which has been a great show for me to watch, by the way. I've learned so much from this show.
Yeah.
Primarily that American men just aren't that bad.
No.
Because I was really getting a complex because of all the sexism, Me Too, misogyny, unequal pay. I mean, you would think American men are just the worst, most horrible thing, especially white men, that ever happened in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Today's men, worse than the slaveholders, worse than anyone. We're awful.
Oh.
I mean, if you soak up the mainstream media, you would think that men are just shit. Oh. Watch 90 Day Fiancé and you'll see that we are pretty damn cool, man, compared to South American men, Eastern European men.
Oh, hell yeah.
Far Eastern men, we're pretty advanced.
Far East.
Breaking news.
What? Oh, what? Oh, all right.
What? What's going on?
Is that a new video?
You don't ever talk to me like that.
Fake.
Fuck. Oh, hey, this is Chris Morgan, the real bagel boss man. Check out this motherfucking Facebook page.
What?
Bagel in your face.
What a turd.
Oh, he's got a whole bunch of new videos
what a
now.
Turd.
Oh, no.
The Big Apple, baby. We are fucking.
Look how small he is.
And this, mark my words, right here today.
His shorts look like capris.
He's not 5 feet tall.
So today we're going to go to Sirius XM.
Yeah, he's lucky if he's 5 feet.
And I just want to thank all your fans. And we'll see you soon.
Fans.
He's an influencer,
fans.
Drew.
You do not have
go
fans.
Go back to that one real quick. And then click. There's an interview on the right there. Is that a new one?
Are we rolling? Yeah. All right, tell me in your own words what happened yesterday morning.
The same thing that's happening all my life. People think they're better than you because they're taller than you or whatever. And I went in basically to order a bagel sandwich, and the Indian woman who had never helped me there before didn't seem to understand the concept of egg whites. So after saying it about three times, and I verified, she goes, okay, I understand. I says, okay, fine. Then she's doing this with a mouth and looking at people and smirking and laughing, and I started to feel like I was being maligned, or you know, I felt like I was less of a person, you know. And you know how people are when they with their faces and they're degrading you and stuff. So finally I took it and
I guess you do.
I says, what are you laughing at? I says, I'm a frequent here. So now they're acting like they didn't do it, which got me mad. But I, you know, then from that point on, that's when the people jumped in, and my whole life people feel that they could attack me, they could they would jump me from behind, punch me. I had a guy cut in front of me years ago, and he pushed me when I asked him I was next. Why? Didn't say nothing. He just turned around and pushed me. It's been going on a long
Maybe
time.
Maybe didn't see him.
Anyway, so the video basically takes over from that. But the big guy hit me, and I fell
you.
Down like this. This is actually from yesterday when I hit the ground.
Oh, you okay?
That's the only hurt I got. Right, I was really stunned. I went to the woods.
Are you
yesterday.
Okay?
I was taking my anger out on the trees with a bat, and I accidentally hit my leg, but the bruise actually went down, but I hit my leg with a miniature Yankees bat. That hurt.
Oh, so the tree attacked
Yeah, so then anyway, they take
Pussy.
Themselves
Pussy.
And put their hands on people, when obviously it's against the law. It's harassment. The cops can never seem to do anything. I'm tired of women using me, abusing me. Lying to my face, telling me you like me on
Brandon?
Dates, and then you take my money,
minutes.
You cut
oh
me off,
God.
You say I'm too short when you're about my height. It's ridiculous. And when you add all that up, I snap.
Okay,
so
I'm done with him.
Jesus.
I think I'm done. I'm not going to say I'm forever done, but oh my God. Whew.
But he has opened up a new YouTube channel. I don't know why. He had an old one, but now he's got a new one with all new videos, and he seems to be cranking out a ton of them. He's already got.
He just goes around getting fights with people.
Can you just comment on every single one, Brandon, and just write,
shut up, baby dick.
Just on every single one.
Let's see what. The, uh-oh, let's
Let's see.
This guy, I don't think any chicks will go for this guy. I mean, none.
Regardless of his
I don't
his
think
height,
he'll touch John Wayne Gacy for chicks. Even close.
John Wayne Gacy didn't want chicks, though.
I know, but chicks wanted him.
Do you want to watch him watch his own viral video?
No. No. I don't want to see any more of this dick.
How stupid.
That's okay. Who said that to you here? Nobody. Women in general have several dicks.
That baby's hungry.
Everywhere I go, I'm the same fucking smirk.
A really good you should comment that. Don't use Drew's account though. Use Zoob's.
I've had enough of this guy.
Hey, did you see where Lisa Guerrero went today?
No, where'd she go?
If you were Lisa Guerrero and you could go anywhere to report on a story, where would you go right now?
Today.
What's the big story?
Well, it's Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah, but what's the big story of the last 2 weeks?
Epstein?
And, yeah, Epstein. Yeah. So where would she go?
Oh, if you were, she's might going try- to the island.
Oh, she's going to go to Orgy Island.
Orgy Island?
She went to visit Orgy Island.
Excellent.
I kind of want to call her to follow up on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They called the Isle of Sin, not Orgy Island. There it is, Brandon.
Oh, I'm psyched to talk to her. She'll talk to us.
What Brandon?
Oh, God.
I mean, you could just go there because doesn't he?
Well, you'll see what happens.
Is that Lisa on the boat?
Yeah.
Lisa Guerrero traveled to the Virgin Islands.
Why isn't she in a bikini?
It's your first look at disgraced financier Jeffrey
Epstein's
private island.
I don't think she wears a lot of bikinis now.
The only way to get to the island in the Virgin Islands is by boat.
She looks fantastic.
And there it is, Jeffrey Epstein's 70-acre retreat known as Little St. James.
We've Inside Edition paid for this.
Right now, we're trying to get a better look at the island.
Is her hair darker?
From above, we see a large American flag.
Why do I care?
There are multiple structures.
I love that they flew a drone over it.
Yeah, palm trees brilliant. Line the beach.
Pretty
he
cool.
He reportedly had them shipped in and planted at $20,000 per tree.
Hey.
The structure behind me is the main building on this island, and it has hosted American politicians, world dignitaries, and it's also the location that is alleged to have housed these wild orgies. One mystery is this white and blue striped building that
really
looks
weird.
Like a temple. It used to look like this, with a gold dome, but it was lost during a storm. So what's inside?
Dome fell off.
Reportedly, it's a music room where Epstein played the piano.
Captain, can you take us in for a closer look?
Near shore, we climb aboard a dinghy. This looks like an island paradise, but what allegedly happened here to teenage girls was horrific. Suddenly, a member of Epstein's staff appears when I step off.
Sir, is this where the young girls were brought?
No comment.
This man is now asking us to leave. He's kicking us off the island, so we're going to go.
Epstein's bail hearing was held in New York today. Stephen Fabian is
there. I
don't
care about Fabian.
Inside the courtroom, the biggest moment Fabian. Came when two...
Fabian. You're not at Orgy Lisa. Island.
That's pretty cool, though. She got to go to Orgy Island.
Yeah, look relaxed.
I gotta say, she is a hard-working chick. She really is. Well, chick. That sounds terrible. She's a hardworking lady.
I had a moral scruple in my head here because I'm looking at that caretaker going, that's a pretty good job right now to take care of Orgy Island. No one's coming or staying. So, but then again, you're taking money from Epstein.
All you
well,
have
maybe
to
that's a good thing.
You just roll out whenever anybody comes to the island and make a go.
We haven't really
shoo them away.
Look at what's done. Look at what's happened at that island.
We haven't really talked about Epi today. So
Epi.
They revealed that in the raid, they found lots of diamonds.
Yep.
They found a fake passport that had him as a resident of Saudi Arabia.
What?
Now, it just expired.
With a different name, too.
Yeah, different name. And the passport apparently was originated in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect that he's been up to no good for a long, long, long. I mean, this idea that he did all these things between 2002 and 2005. He just became a pedophile for 3 years.
Oh, right.
Went nuts and then got over it.
You don't just become a pedophile.
No, you don't. And you don't stop either.
They also had his playlist, and this was the first song on it.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with
Jeff
to America?
Wow.
You know, the
so
court
similar.
Appearance. Yeah.
And the diamonds are important because they're easy to sell if you were to
Yeah, it's currency
sure.
everywhere.
Piles of cash, too.
Yeah, untraceable. Mm-hmm.
And two victims spoke at his hearing, and they said, and I read this in two or three different places, that he stared them down.
Oh,
these two girls. I know. What a creep.
What a tough guy.
I know. He's really something, isn't
Fuck
he?
Fuck him.
One was 16, And he flew her to New Mexico. And that's a big problem.
Yeah, that's federal.
Yep. Trafficking.
Mm-hmm. The Mann Act.
Apparently not.
I never knew.
That's what they got Chuck Berry for.
Yeah.
Why is it called the Mann Act?
Because a man takes a woman over state, a girl over state lines.
Because a man made it up.
Apparently it was not convenient enough to molest her at home, so he had to fly her to New Mexico to molest her.
What a creep.
And the attorney, the quote, you know, I understand attorneys, it's their job and everything, but if you're representing someone you know as a serial child molester, wouldn't you have just a tiny iota of...
Nah.
Tiny?
Nah,
little,
they don't.
Bitty.
Oh.
You're either being blackmailed by him or you go home and sleep on your pile of money and you're all right with it.
Because they're really trying to get him released.
Mm-hmm.
Says, this is a challenging case for defense counsel. We need him at home. We need him released. And they also called the previous accusers prostitutes at one point, which brought about a huge objection because you can't call underage girls prostitutes. Whether they're paid or not, they're underage. They can't consent to sex.
Yeah. That's so. How is that? Doesn't that throw the entire thing out in Florida? Isn't that the technicality? Wouldn't it?
I think they just used that term. I don't think it was part of the charge or the case necessarily. I think they just used the word inappropriately. But they also, in the story, revealed that in 2007, the grand jury subpoenaed his computers. And what do you know? They were all removed. They were all gone. They never got them. The Acosta deal, which, you know, he worked so hard to get him on this one charge because, you know, nobody else could get him for anything, even though there's 40 victims. That deal included canceling the subpoenas for his computers.
Oh. What?
Yeah. And they also talked about the harassment of the victims, which apparently was just brutal. I mean, absolutely brutal. And the victims had to wait 10 years to get details of his deal. They were sealed for 10 years just to know what his deal was.
Yeah. And that's what that's been the big problem, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the judge said it was a bad deal.
Well, now they've pretty much got it all. But, you know, I'm curious to see. I think they're going to find out a lot more.
I'm just glad the Labor Department's, you know, free and clear now of Acosta because that's why he stepped down.
What?
You don't want that cloud hanging over the Labor Department.
Don't think he was doing a good job, though? Come on.
I don't know. But
Who knows, Trudy? Does anyone know if he's doing a good job?
Do you think it was really affecting the way the people in the Labor Department are working?
By the way, can I ask?
I can't get my work done today, Alex. This thing's hanging over the whole department.
I have to ask Trudy a question, but anybody can answer this. Somebody this morning was telling me, or was it yesterday morning? I don't know. I'm losing track of days. My mind is spinning. But somebody was asking me or saying that they were referring to a female and saying that she had low self-esteem. And my brain was going, wait, is there a chick that doesn't have low self-esteem? Is there such a thing as a woman that doesn't have low self-esteem? I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Yeah, Cardi B. She seems to have plenty of self-esteem.
Does she really, though?
I don't know.
No.
Does anyone not have low self-esteem? Is there anyone that doesn't have low self-esteem?
Trump.
Female?
Well, it seems like, I don't know, it
because
seems
the answer
like
to that is
everyone has low self-esteem.
Everyone has
me.
Low self-esteem.
That's what it seems like. Gender. I don't know. And if they say they don't, I think they're lying. It's because they have low self-esteem that they have to say they don't have low self-esteem.
I think if they don't, though, they're also sociopaths.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's possible.
Right. And there are lots of those, so... But yeah, no, that's that, and that. If you think about
just
that triggers so much behavior in every direction.
Yeah, it does.
It's
kind of fascinating.
Yeah, she has low self-esteem. Join the club.
I've never heard someone say, "Yeah, I'm dating this girl. She's great, man. She's got really great self-esteem." I've never heard that. I've never heard that quote. I've never heard it. Have you guys ever heard that quote?
No.
Okay, just asking.
No.
Yesterday I was bragging about the Wayne Kramer book, which I still maintain is just a fantastic book. I thought it was one of the most, and it's exciting because he's always in trouble. And so he's at the height of the top of the world with the MC5, although they didn't get to the mountain they should have gotten to. And then it's like, whomp, nothing, no record deal, no band, no nothing. And then it's B&E's and it's prison. And then it's, you know, a new band with Johnny Thunders. And then it's, you know, lots of different projects that don't make any money. And he's a cabinet maker and he's helping to build custom homes. And then, you know, all of a sudden he gets himself squared away with booze, That was alcohol was his biggest enemy at that point.
Yeah. Didn't agree with him?
No, I agreed with him very much. He loved it, but didn't agree with the rest of his life. So, yeah, he really turned himself around 2000 or a little before that, and he's, you know, done fantastically since then and adopted a kid, too. I mean, he's 70 years old.
Wow.
I don't think the kid's a baby. Maybe it's 6-7 years old, something like that. Huh. Anyway, great book. I really enjoyed it. So the other day I also ordered this JFK book. There's a glut of JFK Jr. books.
Yeah.
I guess because it's 20 years
yeah.
since he went on that really dumb flight
yeah.
and killed 3 people, including himself, by being an idiot. And
he's an adult.
He really is a bit of adult. And I haven't read – this book is called
– Bit of adult.
He's a lot of adult.
That's a plane in really water.
I know, and it's funny.
Well, because he made that. I kind of understand that decision.
Going 500 miles an hour or something.
I kind of understand the decision where he's supposed to hug the coastline. Just, fuck it. I'm cutting an hour off and just flying straight.
That's him.
I know.
That's him.
I kind of understand what he's thinking.
So the book Four Friends.
Must have hurry.
Yeah.
By William D. Cohen is one of the Kennedy books that's out right now. And I read a little bit about it, and I thought, that sounds interesting. The title, it seems weird. I don't think I like that title. I don't want to read about these friends.
Yeah. Is the gay head friend in it? Is he one of them?
No, I don't believe he is, because that guy's alive. These people are all dead.
Oh.
And they're all Andover brats.
Oh.
Wait, is it? No.
The worst part, truly, is that I made some real friends here. I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see him again.
What's your... I was at the first funeral.
Wow.
What's the academy? What's the private school he went to before Brown?
I think it is Andover.
In Andover?
In Massachusetts?
Yeah, that sounds right. It's one of those hoity-toity places where they, if you have a certain amount of money, they're just going to take you.
Right. It's like Cranbrook, and, only there.
And, yeah. And snobbier.
Oh, yeah.
And more expensive. Sure. And he couldn't get kicked out. No matter what he did, they would not kick him out. And he got caught doing plenty of stuff.
It's in Andover. It's Phillips Academy.
Okay. Phillips Academy. I thought something was wrong there.
Philip.
But anyway, these so I was reading about these four guys, and they all went to this super privileged, I mean, gotta be loaded to go there. One of them's Harry Truman's grandson.
Oh, really?
And Harry Truman's daughter, Margaret, was a writer.
Did he bomb?
Eventually he bombed.
There are
bombed,
a lot of bomb
yes.
jokes about Harry
there
Truman's
should be.
People.
No, you know what was annoying about this guy was anytime anybody mentioned that he was Harry Truman's grandchild, he's like, I don't want people knowing that. And people were saying, hey. I didn't know he was Harry Truman's grandchild. He never told me. You know, like he was some incredible human for not, you know, using it all the time. As he lived on a trust fund, by the way.
Yeah, but Harry Truman bombed Nagasaki.
Yeah, absolutely. So, there should be lots of bomb jokes. You're right.
Why would Harry Truman have such a huge trust fund? Did he do something?
Yeah.
No, his son, Margaret Truman, his mother, I think she wrote a number of books that were very successful. She had a lot of money.
Okay.
So he had a – it wasn't like a Kennedy trust fund, but it was a pretty nice trust fund.
Bill Belichick also went to that same school. It could have been him. Yeah. So did John Berman from CNN.
I have to tell you, what struck me reading about these guys is that, you know, if we have to use the word white privilege, these people are white. You know, when you use white privilege to describe John F. Kennedy and Will Truman, not Will Truman, his name's Daniel, his father's name was Daniel, Will Daniel and some guy growing up in Roseville, I don't think that's quite right. Yeah. I don't think the guy in Roseville should be apologizing for a lot.
George H.W., George W. Bush, and Jeb Bush all went there.
Yeah, no, it's That's snob crazy. Central. Yeah. It's like the place that a lot of people would like to drop a bomb on. I mean, if Truman was around and he had an extra bomb to drop, I don't know how many people would upset if he dropped it right there, because these brats are the worst. And they're all just partying their asses off, too. I mean, they're out of control, and they just move them on. Hey, pay tuition. Anyway, Truman's grandson, the story is about how these four kids from these super, you know,
elite
family,
affluent.
Lots of money and lots of societal respect and
and
so on and so forth, how they all were very reckless and they all died young in different ways. And so, you know, it's an interesting read. And the Truman kid, although I hate him. I fucking hate him. Oh, he's dead. I shouldn't say that.
He's not going to hear.
He was just a dick.
That's all right.
I just thought he was such a dick. He, for example, you know, he's really big. Don't say I'm Harry Truman's grandchild. He's mad at his brother. His brother lives on it. You know, his brother writes books about Harry and stuff. But, you know, for example, he's out at lunch with his brother, and his friend says, oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm an author. What did you write about? I wrote about my grandfather, Harry Truman. Oh, now I am! You know, he's all mad because this guy's like, you never told me Harry Truman's your grandfather. You know, he's all bent out of shape. Allegedly, he's all pissed about it. Then the Harry Truman, the ship, I guess, is going to get some annotation on, I don't know, it would have been Truman's 100th birthday. Or I don't know what it was, some big deal. And so, of course, his mom and, you know, family wants to be there. He can't go because he hasn't been assured that there will be no nukes on that ship.
What?
So then he's like, they convince him, can you just go and shut up? So then he goes, and he can't keep his mouth shut. He has to fly home because he can't. This is so militaristic, he just can't stand it. Oh, I know, he's such an asshole. He's such a dick. So anyway, Will Daniel, Harry Truman's grandson, he eventually, he's quite a partier. He gets really, 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 really bombed. And
yeah, that triggers him, though.
Yes. 41 years old, and let me go backwards. He goes to Yale, of course, which they all do. They all go to Yale. I mean, my respect for Yale has gone so much just in what I've read over the years, some of these people that go to Yale. I mean, these people completely fuck up at Phillips Academy because they pay so much. I mean, it's like the admission ticket to Yale or Harvard.
Hey, to that little short tangent, back to Epstein, how come more is not being made of all the Harvard connections to Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, he gave a lot of money to Harvard. And maybe a little bit. There's so many ugly connections to Harvard.
True. You're right. Okay, carry on.
So
Yale.
Will, this brat, Truman's grand brat, he goes to Yale, and then it comes time for a senior thesis, which is like 100 pages. And he just decides that, I don't want to do it. So he doesn't graduate for 10 years. They have a 10-year limit on graduating, so it's just about to come up. So he just furiously writes this thing one weekend and turns it in and graduates. In the meantime, he just lives off the trust fund and stupid jobs, working for politicians, and meanwhile, you know, claiming, he goes, well, I want to know he's Harry Truman's grandkid.
Asshole.
Anyway, one Labor Day weekend, he's just getting hammered at this party in Brooklyn, and he decides, I'm going to crash my mom's place on Park Avenue. And he's crossing Park Avenue right near her place, and a cab hits him and kills him. At 2:40 a.m. with, I forget what it was, I don't think they said his blood alcohol. He was bombed, though.
Oh, wow.
He's hammered.
Wow.
That was privileged. Didn't help him out then.
Bummer.
No, it didn't.
Cab driver had an interesting background.
Yeah, the cab. And Margaret Truman sued the cab company for $4 million. You're like, it's their fault.
No, it's not.
And it was this cabbie who had a perfectly clean record, was not drunk, had nothing in his system, and they paid the medical bills, which were $50,000.
Oh,
which I thought was stupid. The Trumans couldn't afford that. Wow. Bullshit.
Of course they could.
So,
hey, did you, by the way, see Lisa Bissett, Carolyn's twin sister, lives in Ann Arbor?
She does?
Oh, yeah, I saw that story. See that? Yeah, that was weird. It's like no one will speak of her, and she has no public presence whatsoever. Yeah. And I don't blame her, honestly. I mean, how bad would that be if people go, oh, Carolyn, yeah, she's the one that was taken down by that idiot Kennedy that flew into the ocean 500 miles an hour? Yeah. They found her strapped in her chair. Oh, the other sister was in the plane, too? Holy fuck.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Both the sisters died.
That would be a
Wait,
nightmare.
Didn't your sister marry that dope Kennedy? Crappiest pilot ever. Oh, your sister was late. That's why they crashed, because he was flying at dusk. That's right, because she was getting her nails done.
Yep.
You know, that story is so fucking horrible. It's so bad. Right down to the other pilots going, nah, I couldn't go up. It was just too mucky out there. But, you know, like, okay, in his fancy new $40 million plane or whatever it was. Wasn't it really expensive?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Clark was so pissed about that plane. Mostly about the plane.
I know. He's always worried about the plane.
It was too much plane for him.
But he was right.
He was right.
He was right.
He was. But he wasn't instrument trained. He had no business off at that
hour.
So
can you imagine he just froze when the instruments are like, beep, beep, you know, and the bells and whistles are going
and
off.
And Carolyn's yelling at him. Can you imagine how much she was yelling at him?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, my God. That was probably the worst part. Possibly. It wasn't dying. It was Carolyn's ranting. But the other two guys in the book, okay, it's JFK. I haven't gotten to the end there. We know what happens. But there's two other guys, and one of them I read all about last night, and he also went to Phillips and Andover. And he was a pretty straight, well, no, I take it back, a total fuck off at the prep school. Pretty good fuck up at
Yale.
This Harry Bull?
Yes. And Harry buckled down and got his shit together, went to grad school, got his law degree, got a job at a law firm. 9 years later, he was made partner. The day he was made partner, his father had the biggest paper business, the second oldest business in the state of Illinois, this paper company. He was made VP of the company to run it. Back in Chicago, he'd been a lawyer in New York. He wanted to go back to Chicago where he's from and his friends were and all that. And it was a better job instead of spending, you know, 80, 90 hours a week billing law. So very happily settles down there in Chicago and doing extremely well, running his father's company and doing it very well. But he, too, had some sort of adventurous, he was kind of a risk taker, adrenaline junkie, you know, like Tom Cruise, like John F. Kennedy Jr., a lot of these guys, these Everest climbers.
Reckless,
Just a little bit, but as it turns out, a lot of it, because he liked to sail, and he would go on these overnight sailing trips, and they had a nice boat, not like a giant boat, but a nice boat, and he's sailing from Chicago to Michigan, I believe, Grand Haven or somewhere, I can't remember exactly where. Anyway, the first...
no!
The number three seed in the Boston bracket, according to Jason Carr.
I like this version.
Is a good version. Every time I hear this, I think of the bad cover of Feel Like Making Love. Feel Like Making... So he's going to sail with his two daughters, who are 7 and 5, very good swimmers. And they're going to be gone for 2 days, I believe. And the wife has to do something. And they seem like really nice people. Anyway, he doesn't call her the first night. She's like, "You should call him. It's kind of weird." And they're like, "Oh, he probably, you know, was late getting in because he likes to sneak into the port sometime and not pay the fee." Which is like, what? This guy? He's all
loaded?
I mean, I think they were just making things up to calm her down. So then they don't hear from him the second day, and then it's like, "Oh fuck, what happened?" So of course, search starts. They find the boat. Nobody's on it.
Ooh.
The boat's just fine. Just floating along.
Really?
Nobody on it. And more than a few people said that he had this thing he liked to do where, with the boat unanchored, he liked to just jump off and take a swim.
What?
Yes.
Like open water?
Yep.
Oh, because he thought he was super good at...
Yeah, he just thought, I know, I'm not going to let the boat get away from me.
Oh, you idiot. Yeah. Did you have a rope line or anything?
No.
I sometimes had a rope line, sometimes not. Did not have a rope line.
Idiot.
He had the ladder down. It wasn't like that stupid that movie where the guy just put the ladder down.
Open water?
Yeah, that's
open water. There's two of them.
Yeah,
I think you're the open water two.
One
better.
The left behind by the tour group.
Yes.
Snorkeling.
Yeah. Open water two is by far the better one of the two.
Definitely. Yeah, because the guy's lying. It's not his boat even. Yeah.
And the baby's on board. And they came up with so many great ways to try and with a knife. The knife scene. Stab the side of the boat. That's going to really get you on.
That was very funny.
That movie is so watchable for how bad it is.
So his brother said that, you know, it had happened more than a few times where he and his dad had jumped off the side, leaving Harry on the boat. And Harry would jump off and be like, "You asshole, what are you doing?" And they'd go scrambling for the boat.
Oh, my God.
Because they didn't want the boat to get away. So... they think that he, and the girls went swimming. And sometimes
with your kids.
You would just throw the life preservers off the boat and the kids would just jump in, you know, so the preservers are out there. They weren't even in their preservers. Oh, all the preservers were on the boat and they found
they found him.
And the older daughter. The father identified him and the older daughter. They found out later it was the younger daughter. And then I think they found the older daughter later. But, oh, my God, what a horrible, horrible story.
Jesus.
So that's for four friends.
Four friends.
What a friendly book.
Yeah, and then the fourth is Jack Berman, but I don't think you've gotten that far yet.
I haven't, but go ahead. Tell me how did Jack die.
I don't know. I can't find any information on him at all.
Really?
He's beating off.
Well, I'll find out because I'll read it after the show.
Beat off to death?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, happens, you know, my mom died yesterday, so I've been looking for something to just sort of cloud my mind up. What's that?
Something
well,
lighter
to be light, just something I can sink myself into. And this book was really good. You know, it's just this world that I don't know. I hate this world. I can't imagine this world. It's just weird to me. But that's why I got thinking about, you know, this whole white privilege concept. Like, isn't this really what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly what
it doesn't mean
about.
That nobody has any privilege, but I just think of some of these, you know, some dude in Allen Park. Who's struggling to pay the bills, and he's being compared to people like this.
Yeah, right. Who always, by the way, seem to kill other people around them.
Yeah, they are. They are reckless because they do. They're entitled. They think they're entitled to everything and everyone. And wow. Yeah, well, and they pull all the chicks too. That's what made me mad too. I'm like, I started looking up the chicks. They were because they mention all JFK's girlfriends.
Yeah.
Of course, they're all smoking hot. They just throw themselves at him.
That's an interesting point, though. So, what is the death toll? Because JFK killed two other people. This guy killed two other people.
Yeah.
What about Truman's kid? No, he was just himself.
Yeah, but he ruined a cabbie.
He ruined that cabbie. Yeah,
he fucked the cabbie over.
And I don't know about Jack Berman yet. I can't find information.
What's his name?
His name is Jack Berman.
Oh, Mark, are you suggesting you can find something Brandon can't?
Yeah.
Seems to me you are.
I've already found it. Woman recalls the death of husband on the 25th anniversary. That was easy.
Oh, nice research.
When did he die, by the way?
San Francisco mass shooting.
When did he die, by the way? Because the other three, JFK, Daniel, and Harry Bull, those three had died within a year apart.
January 1st, 93.
Okay, so he died 7 years before all the other guys died. But it is weird that the other three friends all died, like, right away.
Lose fact that I found this story really quick.
Well, no, I saw that too, but I didn't think
with
it was
an information
him.
Dump.
Brandon, seems like Brandon didn't hear that.
No,
any defensive comments
he
out of
also saw that.
He's just throwing other facts in.
No,
he's an employment lawyer. He was scheduled to fly to L.A. for business.
I didn't think that was the right Jack Berman. Oh. I saw that same story about 25 minutes
ago.
Should
have read the whole thing.
Whoa.
Did you read the whole thing?
I don't know if it's the same one.
It might not be the same one.
So you saw Epstein had a cabin in Michigan where he molested.
No, same one. Same one.
Maybe possibly.
Damn.
Alleged. Yeah.
Epstein had a cabin in Michigan?
At Interlochen.
Yeah.
The kids' arts camp. You know, that all the, like, most prestigious, well, not prestigious, but most talented young people can go to Interlochen, and he had to get away there.
Please tell me they're not going to give this guy bail. I don't want him out of that jail cell. I do not. It just bothers me. Just principle alone. He does not belong out of a jail cell. He shouldn't have been out all these years. He was collecting, what did they say, thousands of nude photos of young girls?
Yeah.
He was out.
So many.
He still has them.
They could not get rid of them all in time for the bust. That's how many there were.
When I found out that they dropped that little subpoena about the computers because he couldn't find them. He didn't have them anymore. It's like, oh, come on. What is this?
Jack Berman was a victim of a mass shooting.
It continues.
What?
Sorry. Yeah.
Are you sure it's the same guy?
Yeah, positive. Crazy story.
You'll get to it soon in your book.
I don't like that friend. Why is that friend in the book?
Oh.
Mass shooting.
I'm pretty sure
I want
it's
a friend who killed himself somehow by doing something dumb.
Now Brandon's got me. Yeah. Well, now I'm worried that it's not the same Jack Berman, but this Jack Berman also went to Andover.
Okay, that's the same one then.
Hold on.
They were friends, the
Jesus.
Four friends.
Is there a picture?
I can't find that either. I'm struggling.
There's no picture of him.
I'll find out.
Just there's a lot of Jack Bermans, and there's a lot of Jack Bermans that are lawyers and a lot of Jack Bermans that are rich. So,
well, this Jack Berman was referenced in the Four Friends review in Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
Oh, that's got to be him.
I think.
I believe you.
This doesn't sound like it.
This is a little off topic, but not entirely.
Oh, he's killed me.
I got something from Claire, and there's a story about a man hit by vehicles on 75 in Monroe. and all these people are sharing the story, and then someone jumps in and says, I'm so sorry for the loss of life in this case. I drove by this accident last night. I stopped taking a nap at the rest area on the northbound side of I-75 on our way back from Ohio. It's scary to think, had I not stopped, I would have seen this whole thing unfold. So it's,
it could have been
me.
Did you see that other accident? I don't know.
Farmington Hills? It could have been me.
No, the one that I-94 was closed for hours.
Oh, yeah, because of the street sweeper.
Yeah. The driver was transported to the hospital, but there's nothing. Okay, so no one died, so we make fun of it. The street sweeper was trying to pass a semi, which all I can think of is,
yeah,
look at the balls on that street sweeper to try and pass somebody.
How fast does that go?
I can't imagine street sweepers go very fast.
No.
But the problem is he didn't. It was too much truck for him, Drew, because he clipped the other truck, and that's what caused him to go into the concrete and launch it over the other side.
Right, and cars are coming 70 miles an hour the other direction.
So I-94 was closed for a long time.
Like, that could have been me.
It happened at 3:20 in the morning, so.
Wait a minute. First of all, what is he doing cleaning a freeway? Or was he just on his way to go street clean something
else? Somewhere else, I guess.
Secondarily, they only go like 5 miles an hour. Aren't they like a Zamboni?
Yeah, I didn't think they could pass anyone. Well,
this guy
ever.
Wanted to. Wow. Didn't work out too well.
did anybody, Mark or Brandon, did you guys see the Tigers' midseason grades in the free press?
No, does anybody get over a D?
Well, Matthew Boyd should.
Yeah, Matthew Boyd.
Well,
Green
got an A.
Yeah,
Shane Green,
fantastic. He deserved it. But I was like, what curve are they grading these people on? Norris is 2-8 with a 4.96 ERA, 1.423 whip. A C. You get a C for that?
Well, I guess expectations. Not a lot of people believe in Daniel Norris anymore. So if he gets two wins, hey, that's two more than Zimmerman
two
has.
And Zimmerman's 0-6 with a 6.29 ERA, 1.562 whip. A D. How is that not an F? How can you be 0-6 with a 6.29? What do you have to do to fail?
He's got a couple strikeouts.
Jimenez. No, I expected Jimenez to be good. He was an all-star last year.
Wasn't he?
He was our all-star rep, wasn't he, Jimenez?
I don't know.
Call me crazy. I think he was. He's 2-6, 4.81, 1.337. C-. Oh, not so bad. Just a little improvement, you're a B.
Stumpf, was an all-star last year.
He was. Stumpf, a 1.809 whip. 1.809. 4.76 ERA. He got a C-. Beckham's hitting 216. He got a C. Candelario's hitting 214. He was demoted to AAA twice. He's one of the big studs, the most major league ready guys we traded for. He's hitting 214 after hitting 220 last year. C-. How can he get a C-?
What does Cabrera have?
A C.
C.
I might have given him a C+. He's 300.
Decent,
he's hitting
average,
with men on base.
But the power's just gone. It's gone. Don't worry about it. It's gone.
How can his power be gone,
it's
by the way?
It's the knees. I think it really has to do with him planting his foot or something. I'm not sure. You know, for a while there, he had, you know, the warning track power where he was, if the fences would have been 10 feet closer, he would have hit 150 home runs. However, he was just warning track, over and over and over. Well, now his knees are all messed up. He can't even play a position. You know, he's got a DH now. I'm wondering if that has something to do with it.
I would just think he'd pull one out of the park once every 20 games.
But you know,
or
Cabrera's never really been a big puller. That's why he was so famous for the opposite field home runs. And so,
well, he can do that. If he's late on the ball, he could.
Maybe the bat speed's slowing down. I don't know.
He's hitting 300, though.
I mean, good thing.
He's hitting the ball square.
He's a free agent this year, right?
No.
Oh, no, he's not.
No, he's not.
We only owe him a couple bucks, right?
Oh, yeah, I only owe him $150 million, I think. Or $120 million after this year.
Yeah, well, that's what the guys were debating today on the No Filter Show. What is the centerpiece going forward, you know, with this team? What do you do?
Yeah, I thought it was a fun show, especially because I was in the bullpen and Bob Page did falter. I'm acting as if Bob Page faltered, not his Skype. I think Bob Page faltered.
Well, he's responsible for a Skype.
I'm blaming him for the technical issues, and I was pulled in from the bullpen, and I thought it was a fun show.
Sadly, though, you look around the league, and the best two pitchers statistically in Major League Baseball right now, the best two, Verlander and Scherzer, former Tigers. That's a bummer. J.D. Martinez hit a homer last night. It sucks because
he got 20 now?
Yeah, he only has 20, and that's actually pretty
that's low
for
him.
Yeah. You know, he is having an off year, even though he's hitting around 320 bombs.
And
but
What are the other former Tigers doing?
Well, Eugenio Suarez, I don't think his average is that great, but he's got a lot of pop. I think he's got 20 home runs. And you look at guy, well, Kinsler's not doing very good.
No.
Porcello's not doing very good. But
well, he's having his off year. He's good every other year.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, 17 and 7 last year.
The Saberhagen rule.
Yes. Yes.
It's a bummer, though, because there was a lot of pieces that used to be.
What's David Price doing this year?
David Price, I think he's hit or miss. He
don't
has
we have
good...
a closer out there? Who's the black guy that throws smoke and he's like 41?
Fernando Rodney?
Yeah. Rodney, yeah. Fernando Rodney. Is Rodney still throwing smoke?
I don't know if he's closing. I have to double check on that. But
I'll look him up.
But also like Robbie Ray, he's got a lot of strikeouts with Arizona.
What are Robbie Ray's stats?
I don't know. You know, he K's a lot of people, but he's also pretty prone to the long ball.
Yeah. So, well, he's definitely would have been worth keeping around.
David Price right now is 7-2. It's a decent record, but he's got a 3.16 ERA.
Who's the reliever again?
Fernando Rodney.
Rodney, that's right. Okay. You get the outro, Brandon.
All right.
Fernando Rodney.
Man, wait till you get to the Jack Berman Race part of this book.
Ball.
I'm telling you, it's crazy.
I'll read it tonight.
There was a major law passed as a result of his death. Tells effort.
Wasn't it like a former stockbroker opened fire on...
Oh, spoiler alert! You didn't hear that, did you, Drew?
Yes, I did. It's okay.
Man.
I want to read about him anyway. I take back to Fernando Rodney. He's not pitching very well this year.
Brandon's acting like that former stockbroker since he couldn't find the store. Burning everything down.
Sorry.
Mass shooting.
You know, honestly, though, before this year, Fernando Rodney has pitched pretty well.
Yeah.
In some amazing years. I mean, isn't it?
Upton's been hurt all year.
He gave up on him in, what, 2007? No, 2009. Wow.
What's Eugenio Suarez doing?
Oh, thanks for listening to the podcast.
I've told you. I was reading about Jack Berman. It's crazy. You wouldn't believe what happened to this guy. I don't know if anybody told you. I hope they don't.
Eugenio Suarez, he's only batting 246. But he does have 21 bombs and 56 RBI for the Reds.
What about that other guy, Eugenio Suarez?
Did I say Eugenio?
No, I don't think she's being a dick.
Who the hell is Eduardo
Sanchez? He's devolving into dickdom here.
Yeah, it always does.
It sucks. I want a good ball club. I miss the Tigers being good.
Yeah, it is, and having no hope. More on No Filter Sports, which is doing very well lately, by the way. So we'll see you tomorrow, and like us on Facebook. And rate us on iTunes and Facebook. I love all the new ratings we're getting. It's really helping.
Use the Amazon portal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Amazon Prime Day. Oh, my God!
Ow.